When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
It's time for Shikellamy Braves football on WKOK.
Herring to the 40, to the 50, down to the 40, down the sideline to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Shikellamy!
Shikellamy Braves football is sponsored by Marie Motors Chevrolet, Applebee's and Sealands Grove, APW, Shock Law Offices, Blaze Alexander Ford, Pennsylvania Mentor, Peters Home Appliance Center, Service Electric Cable Vision, Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck, Service First Federal Credit Union, Sunbury Motor Company, UPMC Susquehanna, W&L Subaru, Carpetman, Glick Associates, Purdy Insurance Agency, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Customized Tutoring Services, Shock Physical Therapy, Lackawanna College. And now, Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
It's been almost 30 years, or maybe even a little bit more if you do the math, that the Shikellamy Braves have made an appearance here at Crispin Field. 32, the Chief signs out as he quickly does the math for me. Since the Shikellamy Braves have made an appearance here at Crispin Field in Berwick, in the shadow of where they used to make tanks and cigars and, well, a whole lot of different things over the years. Railroad cars as well. Welcome to Crispin Field in Berwick as the Shikellamy Braves take on the Holy Redeemer Royals in a game that didn't happen, did happen, and now is finally officially happening, and they can't change it now because the lights are already on. Shikellamy coming in at 1-5 overall, Holy Redeemer at 0-6, and this is a Holy Redeemer team that is looking for their first win since October 27th, 2017. They've come up with 27 points on their 2019 season and have not been able to really find anywhere near a winning night. But tonight, they have to have this one circled on their calendar. Even though they were supposed to play Wyoming Area and that game got swapped out for this one, they are very excited to be playing this game, and they think they're going to be in it for sure. They feel they match up very well with this Shikellamy team.
Well, their records certainly match up, Kevin. And, you know, again, it's one of those situations where when you go into a game and you have the possibility, you believe you can win, you know, that's usually a good stepping stone into actually winning that football game. So both teams are, I think looking forward to this, and they both probably had a sigh of relief when they found out that they didn't have to play Wyoming or they didn't have to play Southern Area. Although I don't think either team would have backed down from playing them, and neither team initiated the change.
That's all right? Correct.
But in this case, it worked out to benefit, I believe, all four teams.
Absolutely, and you got a good matchup in Wilkes-Barre, and you got a really good matchup here at Crispin Field. Why Crispin Field and Berwick? Well, they wanted to make it so that Holy Redeemer, which at one point was Bishop Hoban years ago, didn't have to make the big trip down from Wilkes-Barre to Sunbury to play this game. Originally, it was going to be potentially a Shikellamy home game for the Braves, but of course that got wiped out, and I think this was a very good opportunity to put it somewhere in the middle. You're on a turf field. You're on an area that has plenty of seating, so I think it works out very well for everybody all the way around. And a big thank you to the folks here at Crispin Field and Berwick High School, including Athletic Director Bo Orlando, for the quick work that they've made to put this game together and also getting us squared away as well here in a very short amount of time.
The other thing about this field is it's a new field as far as the turf, basically, but it's an old stadium, Kevin, and it's got a lot of history behind it. There's been a lot of good games that have been played here. Some, you know, if you think about the 90s with all those great Berwick football teams, and, you know, right up and through all the I believe, six state championships that they were played here, there's been a lot of inter-district play games played here. And you know, some of these kids had parents that might have played, or I hate to say this, even grandparents that played on this field. But, again, just a nice location. Great evening, too. All right. Beautiful night for football.
Yeah, there's barely a cloud. If you look to the east, you see a couple of lingering clouds, but that's about it. Otherwise, it's very light blue sky. We see a moon start to pop out behind the clouds to the east of us here in Berwick tonight. But let's talk a little bit about this game between Shikellamy and Holy Redeemer. It is the how quickly can you prepare for a team you know nothing about night. That's a big name for it, but that's what both of these teams are doing right now. Shikellamy is looking at a Holy Redeemer team that has about 27 players on their roster, playing seven guys basically both ways, but really not much room for getting injured. And that's been one of the problems that Coach Tyson Kelly has had this year, is he's had to move guys around. Guys that would normally play the line right now are starting to play running back because they just need bodies. But I'll tell you what, these are 27 kids that want to play football.
Well, it reminds me of the old story about the Carlisle School for Indians back when Jim Thorpe played. And Pop Warner was their coach, and they had a situation where they had a track meet, and they said, I believe the guy's name is James Littlefeather. He runs the mile and the 2 mile, and Jim Thorpe does everything else. So it's not a matter of how many kids you have. It's how you fill those positions. And anybody that was a lineman their whole life, if they get a chance to be in the backfield, at least for one game,
it's a good
until they get cracked a couple of times, they're probably looking forward to it. And the same way with the Braves, I mean, they're just they're just looking for get that second win of the season. And with it, as far as preparing, there's so many different offenses. Basically, either run spread or you just run people at you. You've been playing both types of teams all year long, so you just have to crank out a couple of the old defenses.
Well, I think Shikellamy is going to be very happy that they've gotten the passing game going over the last couple of weeks, because they're going to play a 5-3 defense here tonight in Holy Redeemer. They are going to load everybody in the box and try and dare you to run the football. And Shikellamy's passing game may be the thing that really helps them out here tonight.
Well, Drew Balestrini certainly has taken his game to a much improved level. I know up at Central Mountain, I mean, it was like, not that he didn't play well before, but that was a coming out for him. He had a lot of yardage in the air. He had a lot of yardage running. And the way he attacks the corner on that waggle pattern, he's just tough to stop. And unless you've got some pretty good athletes in the back in your defensive backfield, or else you are bringing a lot of people for pass rushing, you're not going to stop him. And it might work to his advantage. And that's if I were Holy Redeemer, that's who I would be concentrating on. All right, because I think, you hate to put your marbles into one bag, but as Drew Balestrini goes, so does the rest of the team, and so does the game.
Well, I don't know if it's good or bad, but that's a pretty full-looking moon up there in the sky here tonight over Berwick. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we'll find
it's
out.
It's not bewitching yet.
It's not bewitching
not yet,
but it's getting close. Todd Tilford will join us here in just a few minutes and talk a little bit about this matchup and how they prepared for Holy Redeemer on what really wasn't a short week, but it was kind of a who are we playing week. We'll have that when we return. This is Shikellamy Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. And for years, we've been saying it's worth the drive to Route 45. Well, what does that mean? It means you're going to get the lowest price guaranteed on any newer used vehicle in stock. Check out our inventory at BlazeAlexanderFord.com and compare it to the competition. It means we have a selection of over $12 million of inventory. So whatever it is that you're looking for, we typically have it on our lot. It means you're going to get service after the sale that's second to none. Plus, at Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade-in. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
At Shock Physical Therapy, our philosophy is simple. We treat patients the way we would want to be treated. With over 20 years of experience, Mark Shock can help you with problems such as neck and back pain, shoulder pain, and joint replacements, as well as sports and workers' comp injuries. At Shock Physical Therapy, we pride ourselves on giving one-on-one attention to our patients in a warm, friendly environment. Come be a part of our family and let us help you. Visit our website at shockpt.com, like us on Facebook, or call today.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
You don't have to go far to get a great education. Lackawanna College's Sunbury Center is close to home for people who live in the central Susquehanna Valley and its surrounding regions. Lackawanna's progressive curriculum and innovative specialty programming give students practical experience they can use in the real world. Lackawanna College is already the most affordable accredited private college in northeastern Pennsylvania, so you can earn your degree with the confidence knowing you won't be overwhelmed with student debt after graduation. All of this? This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hey, everyone. Now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at aarons.com. Hope to see ya.
Welcome back to Crispin Field in Berwick. Kevin Herr with Coach Todd Tilford as we play on a neutral field tonight for the first time in darn near 30 years. Shigomi's here been at Berwick, but Berwick's not the opponent, though.
Yeah. Kids are excited for a new venue and playing a team we really don't know a whole lot about. So it's at this point in the year, it's a good thing for our program, and kids are looking and getting excited again.
Well, 20, 30 years ago, you'd be exchanging tape at best, whether it be 8mm or VHS. Reel to reel, right? Now you're actually exchanging digital film, and it's much easier to try and do that. How many films have you been able to see this week with Holy Redeemer?
Yeah, we exchanged our last three, so you know they're pretty consistent in what they've shown us in the last three games. I mean, 53 cover three, they stay pretty basic and try to get after you.
In their 5-3, is there anybody you can compare it to in the area?
No, it's a little different. I mean, they really load the box, which we've seen. So some of the teams we place, it's kind of similar, but they really load up the box and challenge you to make some plays out on the outside.
Yeah, I was thinking the closest thing I could think of would be maybe Mount Carmel with the way Mount Carmel loads everybody in front.
Jersey Shore puts a bunch of guys in the box as well.
That's a good point. Offensively, you've seen some movement of the ball, scored some points. I mean, 80 points in the last 2 weeks, that's an outstanding number. Unfortunately, one win out of the last two with all those points. What's been the spark for the offense?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've been going a little more spread and mixing it up, you know, pretty well, I think. And Drew's starting to get a little more comfortable. I know they did some things. We got to do a better job if Marshall's getting double teamed, because we know he can make one-on-one plays. We got to do a better job adjusting and how to adjust to the defense when we do get that double coverage and take advantage of it.
And that means somebody else is open. So you know, I'm sure it's something you guys have talked about. Who's next to step up?
Yeah, we definitely rotating the trips away from Mr. Marshall. And, you know, we think we got some good things versus man and or zone, and worked a little bit on changing it up.
It also gives Durr the opportunity as well to have a little bit more running room in the middle of the field when you're spreading everybody out.
Yeah, Durr's been doing pretty well there. And then the other thing, you know, the other weapon that's kind of, you know, as the season winds down is Drew running the ball, and Durr's a pretty good blocker in there as well. So people are spreading, if we're spreading people out and they're double teaming, we're going to have to get Balestrini some opportunities to run.
Defensively, what's your scheme plan against this Holy Redeemer team?
Well, Coach Irmer's keeping it simple. You know, we think we know what to expect, and you're just going to line up where the kids are comfortable and have them in positions to make plays here.
Is there any one particular player that you've seen that kind of stands out for on the other side?
Yeah, the quarterback's really solid. He gets moving. He has a cannon, right? He has a real cannon, and he's made some plays for them. And so, you know, I'm sure they're going to try to throw it against us, so our D-backs are going to be challenged, and they got to. I'm sorry, I don't know the names with a kind of a foreign opponent, I guess. But 88 receiver, he likes to go to him, and it's a big target.
Well, you talk about not having a chance to really even learn any names. I know you were planning on playing Holy Redeemer. Things changed. I mean, did this really put a wrinkle in any of your weekend plans as far as how you would get ready for this game?
Yeah, well, it was with the Saturday game, it was kind of a day behind, so it kind of fell into place because, you know, we normally have our coaches' meetings 2 days later, so we weren't sure who we were playing until Monday morning. So, you know, coaches met while the kids were lifting and kind of fell back into our new our regular routine.
Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you a little later.
Thank you.
You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation.
Good luck to the team from your Seelands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Seelands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Seelands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
Injury, pain, suffering. People turn to expensive, addictive drugs and surgery before considering other options for pain. Healing, moving, living. Shamokin Dam Health Center treats the cause of your injury, not just the symptoms. To relieve pain and restore your body to health, when you're ready to work again, play again, live again, call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like baking cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
"Someone cares."
Customized tutoring services provide students one-on-one tutoring opportunities, including math. Supplement students' math content from pre-algebra to calculus. Continue the education conversations outside of school. CTS introduces students to different perspectives and study habits for improving retention, understanding, and test scores. Your student can join the hundreds in our valley who've been motivated and educated by CTS. Sign up now. CTS Downtown Lewisburg on Facebook and CustomizedTutoringServices.com. Customized tutoring services for every age and any stage.
Score big. Let Service First Federal Credit Union help you tackle your personal finances. Their team is eager to help you reach your goals. Are you looking to build wealth, plan for retirement, maybe pay down debt, or simply kick off some projects around your home? Well, they can help you get ready for the financial game. Schedule a financial checkup today. A specialist will review your credit history and create a game plan to help you get and keep your finances in shape. Visit serviceone.org to learn more. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
Kevin Herr along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie, we're at Chrisman Field here in Berwick, getting ready for 0-6 Holy Redeemer and the 1-5 Shikellamy Braves. Let's take a look at the starting lineups first for the Royals of Holy Redeemer. The quarterback will be Colin Conway. Conway, a 6-foot, 180-pound senior, has completed 39 passes for 477 yards and a touchdown. He has run for 31 carries at 115 yards and two touchdowns on the ground. His running back of choice, normally Peter Shea, a 5'10", 190-pound senior. Shea, averaging 3 yards a carry, has 28 carries, 474 yards. Jack Dowd is the wide receiver, a 5'6", 132-pound senior, along with Zach Perta,
a 5'7", 150-pound freshman. He's the leading receiver on the team. 8 catches, 97 yards, 11 yards a catch, and 1 touchdown. Jaden Halstead is the other freshman wide receiver. He's a 5'8", 150-pounder. Catches 2 of those for 25 yards on the season. And you heard Coach Todd Tilford talk about number 88. That's Jack Hetchkowski, the tight end. Hetchkowski is 6'3", 210-pound junior. He has 12 catches for 191 yards, leads the receiving corps, averaging 16 yards a catch. Across the front, from left to right at left tackle, 5'6", 190-pound senior Angel Mendoza. The left guard will be Daryl Bosch, a 6'1", 210-pound sophomore. Stan Witkatsky is the freshman center. He's a 5'10", 185-pound center. Cole Mayhew is the right guard, a 6'1", 185 senior. And Ben Schell, the right tackle, at 5'10", 190 pounds, a senior. Nate Roppelt will be the kicker. He's a 5'10", 185-pound senior. He'll also do the punting for Holy Redeemer. For the Holy Redeemer defense, it'll be Matt Schuler in the five-man, sometimes four-man front. Schuler, the defensive end, a 6'1", 175 junior, along with other defensive end Alex Hetchkowski, a 6'3", 210-pound junior. The tackles will be Cole Mayhew, a 6'1", 185 senior, along with Owen Martin, a 6'2", 280 junior. The linebackers will be Ryan Williams, a 5'9", 165 senior, along with Peter Shea, a 5'10", 190 senior, and Christian Leon, a 5'7", 155-pound sophomore. Jack Dowd and Zach Perta will be the corners. Colin Conway, the quarterback, will play safety. For the Braves offense at 1-5, it'll be Drew Balestrini, a 6'1", 165 junior, 45 of 199, 9 interceptions, 5 touchdowns, 682 yards passing. He has carried the ball 69 times for 222 yards and 2 touchdowns. Nate Menier, the running back, a 5'11", 185 senior, averaging 5 yards a carry, has 17 yards in his lone reception out of the backfield. The other running back will be Joel Durr, a 5'10", 185 junior. Durr averaging 5 yards a carry, leading the team with 281 yards on the ground and 2 touchdowns. The split end will be Davis Marshall, a 6'4", 210-pound junior. He is second on the team in catches and in yardage per catch at 18. He has caught 3 touchdowns this year, all of those in the last 2 weeks. Mason Brubaker is a split end, a 5'9", 150 junior. He is averaging 16 yards a catch on his 10 catches this year, has run once out of the backfield for 28 yards. The tight end is Connor Fitzgerald, a 6'2", 220 junior. Fitzgerald averaging 16 yards a catch on his 4 catches for 62 yards. Right to left, it'll be Derek Reitz, the 6'2", 260 senior, along with Zach Kemberling at right guard, a 6'2", 275 senior. Jared Oakes will be the center. He's a 6'1", 265 junior, along with Billy Nace at left guard, 6'1", 275 senior, and Caden Hoffman at left tackle, the 6'2", and 235-pound sophomore. The kicker will be John Gittins. Gittins 5 of 11 on PATs, but a perfect 3 for 3 from the field goal lines. 31 yards is his long for the 5'9", 145 junior. He will also do the punting. Defensively for the Braves, it'll be Davis Marshall at defensive end, leading the team with 4 tackles for a loss for the 6'4", 210 junior. Connor Fitzgerald will be the defensive end on the other side, and we'll also see Jared Oakes. Probably not Jared Oakes, on defense. It'll be Toby O'Connor at defensive tackle, the 5'9", 250-pound senior. Curtis Raker will be the other defensive tackle with a couple of sacks on the season for the 5'11", 225-pounder. Taking a look at the linebackers for the Braves, it'll be Duncan Weir, an outside linebacker, a 5'11", 185 junior. Also Gage Wolf, an inside linebacker, a 5'9", 165 sophomore with 3 tackles for a loss. We expect Mason Brubaker to be in the outside linebacker position, or one of the linebacker positions tonight. He does have 1 sack on the year. Gage Wolf, the inside linebacker, 3 tackles for a loss, 31 tackles overall for the 5'9", 165 sophomore as the Braves make their appearance on the opposite side of the field. Eric Schock, the leading tackler on the team for the inside linebacker, 46 tackles for the 6'1", 185 junior. Ryan Castile will be the corner, a 6'1", 165 junior with an interception on the season. Mason Brubaker, the other corner, and Drew Balestrini, second on the team in tackles, actually third on the team in tackles with 35. He does have an interception this year. That's your starting lineups for the Royals and the Braves. Opening kickoff when we return. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Mark and Troy here from Zimmerman Motors. It's Ram Power Days, and we're celebrating with huge discounts to get you in the new Ram you deserve.
We have a fantastic selection of Rams, all discounted for the special event. And if you own another brand, we can save you up to $10,000 on a new Bighorn model.
Ram Power Day discounts all month long. 2019 Ram Quad Cab 4x4 starting at $32,500, 0% financing. It's time to buy that new truck.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at A Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit secv.com/TiVo to learn more.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Shikellamy will get the ball as the Royals have won the toss, elected to defer. They're in their all-white uniforms with red numerals and trim and the number on the white helmet in red. Shikellamy in their, well, kind of Berwick-esque colors. They are navy blue, white numerals, white pants tonight. And the Braves will be returning the ball from right to left as we view things here this evening. The ball is in the air, and it comes down to the near side. Takes a bounce, and picking it up there is Semko. Semko to the 10, 15, 20. Makes a man miss at the 25 to the 27-yard line is where they'll spot him for first and 10. Tackled there by number 4, Matthew Schuler.
And Peter Shea also, Kevin, in on that. Nice kick. I mean, it was a nice, that little bit of air underneath it went down to about the 5-yard line. And when it bounced, it didn't bounce out of bounds. It bounced straight up in the air, and it made Simcoe, you know, field it and come up the left side. Are you sure they're in a, that looks like a 4-4 to me, Kevin.
It is a base 4-4, but yeah. Coach Tilford said he saw 5-man fronts quite a bit and three linebackers regular basis.
That's a 4-4 right now.
But they bring up a linebacker every now and then to make it a 5-man front. Braves shift the wing to the other side. And they'll move left to right. Here's the handoff on the right side, looking for some running room there as Long. Long will find it across the 30 to 33-yard line. He'll pick up about 5 yards on that first down carry. We'll call it second down and a long as short five.
Well, Braden did the right thing. He cut up inside at the right time. It looks like that's a pretty good start, Kevin. 6-7 yards on that first down.
I was going to say, anytime you get 5 or 6 yards, you're really thinking you're in good shape. 34-yard line is where the ball is now in the middle of the field. Coming to the near side is Marshall with man-to-man coverage and a big mismatch, although Conway is out there, and he's a little bigger as a safety. Maneer comes in motion to the near side. Here's the handoff. Looking for running room is Durr. Durr is spun down very close to the first down marker. Might be about a half a yard short. Nope, now they're going to give him the full yard, give him 4 on that carry and a first down.
Kevin, that's that play where the fullback goes off tackle, but the important thing is the halfback on that side has to make the block on the linebacker. And Durr that time hesitated a little bit. I don't know if you noticed, but he kind of stutter-stepped before he got to the line of scrimmage, and it worked out for him because it looked like the hole developed, and he picks up the first down. Usually got to smash in there with that one, Kevin. You just got to, you know, go full bore.
Tight end wing to the opposite side of the field on the near hash mark. Hard count now by Balestrini. He'll hand it off. Simcoe over the right side. Had a hole for a second. Spun, but he still stands up. Has the first down. Gain of 11 to the 49-yard line.
Number 9, Ryan Williams in on the tackle. But what a great job by the right side of Shiklaby's offensive line. They blocked down, sealed. And, of course, the guards pulling picked up anybody that was coming inside out, the linebackers. And Simcoe with probably one of his better runs all year, Kevin.
There was a little bit of a hole there. Then it closed down, and he spun right out of the tackle and ended up getting an 11-yard gain. Great run by Simcoe. Coming out to the near side is Brubaker. Ball almost on the near hash mark, just about midfield right in front of us. Under center now is Balestrini, 2 backs behind him. He'll give it to Durr on the dive. Durr with a big hole, knocked off of his feet after a gain of 7 inside Royals territory at the 44-yard line, and that'll give us an opportunity to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shiklaby Braves football.
Shiklaby Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Well, Kevin, you run sweep twice and you run off tackle 2 times and then you give a guard trap right off the center's block and picked up good yardage. I'm interested to see. Braves basically run a balance right, balance left offense. There's nothing fancy here, Kevin.
Wing to the near side. Under center, Balestrini with a 5-step drop. He's looking downfield over the right side, hand fighting for it, and making a catch at the 20-yard line for the Braves is the big man, Davis Marshall. Marshall with big catches, all 3 of his touchdowns in the last 2 weeks.
Well, Colin Conway and Jack Dowd over there basically couldn't out-jump Marshall on that. And, you know, all Balestrini does is he throws it up and it's a jump ball. And when you've got a 6'5 wide receiver like Marshall, this looks a little unfair.
24 yards on the catch, 9:15 to go, scoreless first quarter. The Braves on their opening drive with Brubaker to the near side, now on the far hash. Here's the handoff, Simcoe over to the right side, gets to the 20. Down to the 15, spun down to the 10-yard line, very close to another Shiklaby first down.
I believe our guards, or the Shiklaby guards, it's very, very unusual that they're actually getting to the point of attack, and nobody has contacted them yet because the line in front of them is doing a nice job, and they're actually able to kick out and turn up and seal, and that's why they're getting such big yardage on those sweeps, Kevin.
It will be a first down, I believe. They moved it. Yeah, they did move the chain. They're going to drop the chains because they're at the 10.
First and goal.
First and goal to 10. Clock winding with 8:40 to go. Balestrini with a stretch play to the near side. Maneer steps inside at the 5, and he will be rolled over at the 5-yard line. And Jankowski comes in to make the play from his defensive end spot.
Well, Nate picks up half the distance to the goal line. Good running on his part. And, again, this time on the left side, the Braves offense did a great job of blocking down. They had to get a tackle from the defensive backs. That means you're getting a little yardage before you get to them.
Second down and goal from the 5-yard line. This drive started at the Shiklaby 27. Offset backfield, Brubaker to the far side. Balestrini with a stretch play, hands it off to Maneer. Into the end zone, touchdown, Shiklaby.
Well, Nate did again. This time he didn't string it out. He saw the opening usually around the left guard or left tackle position and just turned it straight upfield. And a couple guys got some hands on him, but he just ran right through that and scores for the Braves. About a five-yard run. Is that Nate's first touchdown, Kevin?
That is, you took the words right out of my mouth there, Chief. That is his first touchdown of the season. Gettins in for the extra point. 5 of 11 on extra point attempts with just under 8 minutes to go. Good snap. Sets down by Balestrini. It's a line drive kick, and it goes over the crossbar. Good. It wasn't pretty, but pretty effective.
Nobody's going to know tomorrow when they read in the paper to just and the point after attempt was good by Mr. Gettins.
So it is 7-0 Shikellamy with 7:57 to go here in the first quarter play, and the Braves take the opening drive and march it from the 27-yard line and pick up 7 on the 5-yard run by Manier, an extra point from Gittins. Tomorrow, the Bison go on the road to upstate New York to take on Colgate. Pregame with Doug Birdsong and myself starts at 12:30. Kickoff at 1. That's on Eagle 107, eagle107.com, and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Well, Kevin, that was a pretty good sustained drive. And for the first time all year, the Braves did not lose any yardage on any one of the plays. And Balestrini was one for one with that 24-yard reception hookup with Davis Marshall. So now it's the turn for the kickoff team and the Shikellamy defense to see what they can do.
Looks like Shea to the near side for Gittins on the near hash mark. And he'll go right to Shea. Shea at the 7-yard line to the 10, up the numbers, the 15 to the 20. And knocked off his feet with a nice open field tackle while being blocked by Gage Wolf. That's not easy to do.
You know, week in and week out, Gage Wolf from his inside linebacker position or on the special teams from kickoff and when we punt is always in on the action. Excellent open field tackler. Tough kid to block.
So the Holy Redeemer offense will come out. They'll send two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Herta is one of those in the slot. It'll be a pistol with an offset eye in the pistol for quarterback Conway. Conway looking at Davis Marshall coming right at him. He's going to hand the ball off left side to Shea. Shea will push the pile to the basically line of scrimmage and then go sideways. Host of Braves there on the tackle, but leading the way looked like that was Fitz.
Connor Fitzgerald and also Duncan Weir from his outside backer position. Although you have to give a lot of credit to the three guys up front. They stuffed everything back up in the backfield, so the back really had no place to go.
But there was a clog.
Yeah, Weir and Fitzgerald with the tackle.
7:22 to go, first quarter play. Shikellamy taking the opening drive in 73 yards for the touchdown, making it 7-0 early on. Don't forget, we'll be looking for that Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game somewhere along the line here tonight. And that snap was early as Hedzkowski went in motion, and they snapped it to Hedzkowski. The ball goes loose, and it looks like Conway hops back on at the quarterback.
Either him or the fullback seemed to be right behind there, Kevin. But, again, just a mess up between the center and the quarterback.
We'll be watching our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough game of the week, and that game will be Jersey Shore and Lewisburg tonight. And 7-0 is our score with Jersey Shore leading it, that game on 100.9 The Valley this evening. 6 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the first quarter play. Shikellamy leading it 7-0, a third down and 13 after the loss to the 21-yard line, and I think we're going to have a timeout here by Holy Redeemer. They were running out of time.
You get down to 2 seconds on that 40-second clock, Kevin, and you're not out of the huddle. Good call.
Let's take a quick look at the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out-of-town scoreboard. Athens struggling this year. Midwest makes the long trip to the north. They now lead Athens by a score of 7-0. We told you earlier that Jersey Shore leads Lewisburg 7-0 early on, and that's the only scores we have updated. And you can find them as well. Just go to the scoreboard at WKOK.com.
Well, so far the Braves have done everything right. Their offense gelled right from the beginning, and the defense in two of the three plays that the Holy Redeemer has had the football have all done their jobs.
And we're already halfway through the first quarter play.
Well, look at what the Braves did on that was almost an 80-yard drive, 75-yard drive. That takes up you're on the ground every time except for one play. You're going to eat up some time.
Almost 6 minutes. Gone by in that drive for the Braves.
We'll have to call Todd Tilford. Three downs in a cloud of dust.
Three downs in a cloud of
dust.
Actually, here it's turf, so it would be a cloud of ground-up tires.
Kevin, I'm just going back a couple of years.
I know.
Okay.
Double wing. Right. Conway coming out to the near side. He's looking at nobody behind him. He's looking to pass it, and he zips it down as Balestrini almost intercepts that at the 38-yard line.
Drew timed that just right. Pass was intended for Zachary Purta, and the throw was that. I mean, he was on the run when he threw that ball, and he got it down the field. It might have been out of bounds if Purta would have caught it, but Balestrini broke that up, as he does so well, Kevin. He's got great speed to get from the middle of the field
out to the
sidelines.
Robert will end up punting the ball away from his own 8-yard line. Back deep for Shikellamy will be, looks like Brubaker at the Shikellamy 47-yard line. Fourth down and 13 from the 21. Good snap. Actually, it might have been a little high. Looked like a good snap right away. Got the kick away, hits at the 45, takes a bad bounce, and then bounces right the opposite way for Shikellamy and is down at the Holy Redeemer 46-yard line, and that's where the Braves will take over first and 10.
It amazes me, Kevin, that when that ball hits the turf, how many teams from the kickoff, from the punt receiving team, how many of the players like to get around it? And I'm thinking, you're crazy. Get away.
Three words. Get away.
Oh, man. That's two words. Three syllables.
You're a math guy. You're not an English guy.
Three syllables, Kevin.
You're a math guy, not an English guy.
But I excelled in that, too.
I don't doubt it. Balestrini to the near, make that Balestrini under center. Brubaker to the near side. Blitz coming from the middle of the field as a man in motion. Here's the handoff to Durr. Durr powers his way through the front line and gets down to about the 42-yard line. It'll be a gain of 4.
And I'm trying to see. Number 13 in on the tackle for Holy Redeemer. That would be Peter Shea.
Linebacker there, the 5'10", 190-pound senior linebacker.
You know, I keep looking. They graduated in 2020, and I'm thinking they're juniors. But this is 2019.
Yeah, you got.
It will be 2020.
Yeah, you got to add a year to everything here. That confused me a little bit, too. Instead of, on the roster, instead of using freshman, sophomore, they use the graduation date. Coming to the near side for the Braves is Marshall. Shotgun, three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. That makes man-to-man coverage on the near side. And back to pass is Balestrini, and Balestrini under pressure. Breaks one tackle, can't break the second, and is dropped for a sack at the 45-yard line. Hedzkowski comes up with the sack and a loss on the play. Back to the 45, a loss of 3.
Well, Matt Schuler, he's the guy that broke everything up in there. He had a hold of him, and Balestrini ducked out underneath that. But, you know, Kevin, it looked like the Balestrini had no chance at all.
I mean, he got in there quick.
As soon as he took that fourth, got the snap, there were people all around him.
Long comes out to the near side. They'll go 4 quicks this time in the shotgun sidecar right. For Balestrini, third down and 9. Back to pass, Balestrini. Pressure coming from the outside. Sends it right down the middle field. Long made the catch at the 20 to the 15 and down at the 10-yard line.
You got 4 verticals, 2 on both sides, Kevin. Really has difficult time for the defenders back there to try to decide who they're going to defend. And that time, Braden Long just came out of the – right in the middle of the field. Actually had to turn around and wait for the ball, and that's how wide open he was.
34 yards on that reception for Long. And that becomes
34-yard completion. First and goal of the
that snap. Becomes Long's longest of the season, beating his 27-yarder earlier this year. Backs are split now on this first and 10 from the 11. Handoff right side. Semko gets a convoy in front of him to the 10, down to the 5, maybe the 4-yard line, but they're going to spot him at the 5. Say his knee was down.
Conway, number 7, with the tackle. But again, Semko, you know, did what you need to do when you're running that sweep. You know, as soon as you can head north and south, you do so. And he did a nice job of cutting up inside. Actually came back to the left a little bit.
Clock winding with 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Shikellamy leading at 7-0 on a second down and 4 from the 5. Wing to the far side is Meniere under center. Handoff goes to the left side to Durr. Durr across the 5 to the 3 to the 2. And they'll spot him at the 2-yard line, very close to a Shikellamy first and goal.
And the Braves can get a first down here, Kevin, without getting to the goal line.
They'll spot him at the 2.5. Had to get another half a yard before he, or another half a yard to a yard to get that first down. They had to get to the 1. Clock continuing to wind with 3:09 to go here in the first quarter of play. Shikellamy leading at 7-0, and we'll send Marshall to the near side with man-to-man coverage. This is one of those where I wonder, I was going to say, Todd Tilfer called a timeout there. I was going to say, this is one of those times I wonder if he takes a shot and tries to get it to the big man in the corner there. But a timeout by Shikellamy with 2:58 remaining here in the first quarter will give both teams two timeouts left.
That's that rebel in you, Kevin. Always go for the unexpected, right? When you can probably get 2 yards on a running play.
You probably could.
You're playing to the crowd. That's what you're doing.
Do you know right now, Coach Hort sitting in his recliner listening and saying,
he's probably asleep.
He's probably asleep is right, but he's probably saying, what have I told you for the last 20 years? Every time you try and trick somebody, you end up tricking yourself.
You're right. Too much emphasis on the pass, Kevin. Let's just say that, especially when you're running the ball well.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
But you'll probably be right here. Todd probably called timeout. Coach Tilfer called timeout to put in your pass play.
Coach Tyson Kelly here of the Royals. Almost 10 years to the day he played his senior night game here at Crispin Field for the Bulldogs. So a homecoming for him a little bit. Under center, the handoff goes to Durr, and Durr takes the Chiefs' advice and bowls his way into the end zone for the touchdown.
Double tight end with the wing right, Kevin. That's all they were going to do, you know.
And with 2:54 to go here in the second quarter, Durr's 2-yard touchdown run makes it 13-0, Shikellamy.
Good job by the guys up front. You know, just they've done on both of these drives when you're going to run this sweep, you got to seal the inside, and the tackles and the tight end have done that, and the guards pulling did a good job too.
Snap is a little behind Balestrini, but he got it down. The kick is up, and it is good. So 2 for 2 on the night for John Giddens.
We watched John boom these 35, 40-yard field goals, and I don't know if it's John's leg as much as it is right now the cooperation between this long snapper, the holder, and him. It seems like the timing's off a little bit.
Well, that one was a little bit on the shoulder of Balestrini, so he had to kind of catch that one and bring it down in front a little bit more. You know, here's one of the things. You talk about the small roster that Holy Redeemer has. It really shows at the end of a play like that on a touchdown, an extra point, almost everybody stays out on the field and is ready to return this kick. That tells you how many of these guys just come out and play football, especially with the way that they've struggled over the last couple of years. But Coach Kelly, he took over August 1st in this program, so he hasn't had a whole lot of time to do much of anything, but he's trying to get at least some confidence for this team. Here comes Gittens from the near hash mark. And that is taken there by Shea at about the 9 to the 10, up the hash marks to the 20, 25. Goes right straight over somebody at the 25-yard line. That was weird.
Yeah, basically Duncan straight down the field, stays in his lane, and the runner cut back and ran right into Duncan.
Almost a speed bump.
Exactly. But that's what happens when everybody stays in your lane.
Mark Lawrence said right around this time we'd be seeing the space station go over. I haven't seen it yet. All I can see is the moon.
Did he say which what part of the sky we should look at?
Up.
Sometimes he can be a real jerk. You know that?
2:48 remaining in the first quarter, hustling to the line.
What part of the horizon, Kevin?
Not sure. I don't remember. Hatchkowski now spreads out. They'll go four quicks, one lone back. It's a quick pass to Hatchkowski, the tight end. Breaks Weir's tackle, gets down to the 32-yard line. Nice quick hitter. Good enough for a gain of 7.
Tackle that time by Ryan Castillo, and also looked like Connor Fitzgerald was there. Duncan Weir was the initial defender there, and he did get his arms around his legs, but the receiver pulled through.
First big positive play for the Royals here tonight. Dowd will come out to the near side. He'll send one receiver to the far side as Halstead. Now it'll be an inverted wishbone. They'll break the wishbone and go four quicks in the normal pistol. Play action. Running with it is Conway. He's got the first down to the 40, 45,
and tackled at the 45-yard line by Shock, the leading tackler, but not before he picks up about 13.
Well, Kevin, if you remember, one of Shikoni's weaknesses on defense is the fact that they do not contain. And in that particular incident, there was nobody out there. The fake inside drew the outside backer to the running back, and the quarterback had nothing but clear field ahead of him. Somebody's got to remember to stay home.
Outstanding call. No doubt seen from upstairs on that one. That was good job by the coaches upstairs. Again, to that pistol inverted wishbone. One receiver both directions, and now they're going to break out of it. They'll send one of the receivers out to be a lead blocker. Here's the pitch to the near side. Looking for running room is Leon. He will find none there at all. And he is dropped there by
66, Chad Rule.
Chad Rule, yep.
Nice job by Chad. Also, I don't know who the outside person was. It might have been Duncan Weir on that.
Braden D, actually.
Braden D came in and did a nice job of making him turn that in.
Second down, that'll be a loss of about a half a yard back to the, we'll call it, just beyond the 44-yard line with 1 minute remaining here in a 14-0 first quarter. Shikellamy leading it. Holy Redeemer moving the ball, though. Down to the near side, ball in the near hash mark, moving left to right. Way out there is Halstead, the other wide receiver, all the way out to the far numbers. And Conway will swing pass out over to the running back, Leon. Leon will be snowed under for a loss of two. You know, the Braves had struggled this year getting the running back out of the backfield and covering, and that time Shock was all over it.
Eric Shock basically was in the slot, actually at his outside backer position there with nobody to guard. And if he doesn't make the open field tackle, there's going to be some yardage on that swing pass. Good job by Eric.
And it looks like they'll let the clock wind down here with about 13 seconds to go and 15 on the play clock. Although Conway does come out and breaks the huddle anyway. And I don't think he's going to have enough time to get this one off. So at the end of the first quarter of play, it is Shikellamy 14, Holy Redeemer nothing. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hi, I'm Tracy Subsick.
And I'm John Subsick, owners of Carpet Man in Milton.
After battling breast cancer a few years ago and making a full recovery, our family wanted to help other women fighting the same fight.
So this October, our family business again will donate a portion of each sale to the Thyra M. Humphreys Center for Breast Health.
They'll cover the cost of mammograms for those who can't afford them.
Your visit to Carpet Man in Milton this October will make a difference.
We hope to see you in our family store soon.
Thanks for your support.
Keep your fall adventures safe and fuel efficient with a new vehicle from W&L Subaru.
Plus, help W&L clear the shelters in our community by adopting a pet during the Subaru Loves Pet event on October 19th from 10 till 4. The Danville ASPCA will be offering low-cost pet adoptions, and there will be free pet vaccinations while supplies last.
Take a test drive during our pet adoption event, and we'll donate $10 to Mostly Mutt's Dog Shelter. It's a great time to check out the newly redesigned 2020 Subaru Outback and Legacy. Details at W&L Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Third down and 11 from the 44-yard line as we swap sides here at the start of the second quarter. Holy Redeemer moving right to left. Got their first down a few minutes ago, but now they're going to go with, again, five wideouts, two double wing. A double wing here, actually, is what it looks like. But coming out is Conway on the rollout, fires it way downfield. That pass intended, I believe, for Purta. And Purta kind of cut off his route a little bit early, and that'll bring up a fourth down. But I'll tell you what, Conway's got a rifle.
Well, he does. He throws the ball very well. He's running to his right, and Davis Marshall was chasing him down. But Jack Dowd came out of the backfield and was wide open about the 46-yard line, which would have been close to the first down, and he went for the longer out.
Braves have been having a little trouble with that five wideout set, or it's actually a double wing and then three other receivers. Here's the punt almost behind the punter. Gets it away. Brubaker will let it hit at about the 28. It'll bounce straight up and wobble its way down to the 25-yard line, actually the 26, and that's where Shikellamy will take over first and 10.
Nice punt. This young man does a nice job. He gets a lot of hang time. And it looks like the Braves are only bringing about four or five guys on the rush, so he's got plenty of time to get rid of it.
Yeah, that actually almost got
looked like it was going to get behind him for a minute there, but he was able to control it.
What do you call that when they step out to the side and run a rugby style?
Rugby
kick?
Punt.
Okay, rugby punt.
Gittens will go out to the far side of the field. Durr will be the back along with Braden Long. And a wing to the near side as Ballestrini goes under center. Meniere will move to the opposite side now on the wing. Play action rolling out. They're finding Meniere. Meniere sliding and making the catch. No, he did not make the catch at the 31-yard line. That ball squirted across the turf.
Well, Nate coming out of motion and just in and out. And the ball was thrown behind him. And when he came back, he slipped and fell, and it hit the ground, hit the turf.
Oops, I slipped again.
Yeah. So, you know, again, throwing on first down, Kevin. You would like that.
Well, every once in a while you have to keep them honest. Now you're looking at the five-man front that we were talking about earlier. Now you're seeing the 5-3,
yeah.
And I think that's why the Braves have come out throwing the ball a little bit more here in this series. Offset backfield. This time they're going to run it to the near side. Semko will cut it back to the middle of the field, now to the outside, and come up to about the 30-yard line and took about a four-yard gain out of what was pretty much nothing.
He changed direction two different times there, Kevin, off the sweep. And he had both guards out here in front of him. And again, if you could have seen to come to the outside, this time I would have encouraged him to go to east west. All right, but I thought he could have got a little more on it. But he did cut it back, pick up some yards. Big third down here, Kevin.
Pfeiffer goes out to the far side of the field. Third and six, their longest third down right now of the night, I believe. Here's the handoff to the near side. Looking for a little bit of running room. There is Semko. Semko will not find enough running room at all. He'll pick up a few yards, but making the play from his defensive end spot, Matt Schuler came up, and that will be about 2 yards short and decision time for Shikellamy.
They're going to punt, Kevin. Schuler ran him down.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about good lateral pursuit from the inside, and you got supposedly your halfback running sweep, and he ran him down, Kevin.
Now, Christian Leon is the sophomore. He's the return man. He's got some speed, so we're going to have to keep this in mind on this first punt here from Gittens from his own 20-yard line on fourth and two. Good snap, no pressure, and, boy, Gittens got off a beauty. Hits at the 25, bounces to the 20. Leon takes it at the 20 and is ripped down at the 24-yard line.
Connor Fitzgerald, he's done it all year long, Kevin. He's the first guy down there on the punt. Is he the long snapper? I believe he is.
I don't have to watch that one. That's a good question.
But he releases right away, you know, and you're not supposed to beat up on that guy. So he's going to be the first one down the field. And all year long he's been in the face of anybody that's tried to catch those punts.
You ask an excellent question. I had the long snapper earlier in the year, but they changed, and now I don't know who it is. Pistol formation, bunch to the near side. Ball on the far hash mark, moving right to left. Conway calls for the ball. He'll hand it off. It'll be Leon to the 25-yard line and quickly spun down there by the Braves, number 63, Derek Wrights.
Yeah, Derek either was right in, you know, either cut or slanted to the proper spot there, but, you know, he basically grabbed him by the waist and pulled him down. No game.
Second down and 10 with 9:44 to go here in the first half. Shikellamy leading it 14-0. Service Electric halftime report on the way. We'll have highlights of this game and scores and highlights from other games across the region as well. Bunch formation to the near side. Pistol again with Leon the deep back. Conway gets it, rolls out to the near side. Has a little bit of pressure from behind. Fires it long over the head of his intended receiver. And that time he was trying to fire it out to number nine. That's Ryan Williams.
Number nine on the coverage, too, for the Braves, Ballestrini. He gets that ball a little bit more towards the sideline, a little less air underneath it, and it's a completion because, you know, there's no way Ballestrini's going to get there. He'd have to go through him.
Well, all his passes have been on waggle so far tonight. It'd be interesting to see if he sets up in the pocket, if he's able to connect with some of those receivers he's overthrowing right now. Again, bunch to the near side, one receiver to the far side. In the pistol with one back behind Conway. Conway will be back to pass. Pressure coming. He rolls out to the right to the 25-yard line. Makes a man miss. Gets out of bounds at the 29-yard line. It'll be a gain of about four, but it'll be fourth down. Good coverage downfield for the Braves D.
Yeah, good job by the defensive backs. not the greatest job of containing, okay, as he almost got outside of that. But to me, it looked like number 27, Colton Simcoe, came up to force him out of bounds. So, again, the Holy Redeemer is going to punt.
Brubaker ready to return this one from about midfield.
The Braves should get decent field position out of this one, Kevin.
Repelt will punt it from his own 12, 13-yard line, and that one somebody might have got a hand on that one.
They
that
did.
Was tipped.
Yeah, it was.
And that ball's going to roll to about the 49-yard line. I think it was
Fitzgerald.
Fitz that got a hand on that one.
Yeah, Connor Fitzgerald coming in from the Shikellamy's left side got a piece of that. He also got a piece of the kicker then, too, which is illegal.
That's okay as long as you got a piece of the ball first. Yeah. That's right. Quick look at our Blaze Alexander Ford tough game of the week. It is Jersey Shore leading Lewisburg 13-7. That game going to be close to clicking over to the second quarter.
No Southern score yet.
That's still scoreless.
0-0.
And Danville and Shamokin are also scoreless. Under center this time is going to be Balestrini. Hands it off to Meniere. Meniere met at the line of scrimmage, but finishes forward, takes the tackler with him for a gain of two.
Yeah, Matt Schuler with the tackle. He met Nate right in the hole, and Nate put his shoulder down, and probably that's the way he got to 2 yards. Good hard running.
Second down and 8 from the Royals' 47-yard line. Brubaker coming to the near side.
Holy Redeemer playing much better on the defensive than the last couple of series, Kevin.
They've handled the run a lot better with that five-man front.
Exactly.
Long to the near side, back to pass, rolling out on the waggle, and almost completing it to Long, and then Long dropped it. Balestrini laid it out there for him, but just a little bit out of his reach. It'll be third down and 7.
Kevin, I will tell you that somebody will be open every time when they run that play with those three receivers coming, flooding the right side on the waggle. Long was the short out, and again, nobody around him.
Don't forget, coming up after the game, we'll have the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game, the play that changed the complexion of this ball game. Three receivers near side, one to the far side. Third down and 8 from the 47. Back to pass, Balestrini in the shotgun. Has some pressure, rolls to the near side, decides to run to the 40. Slides down short of the 35-yard line, but good enough for a first down, gain of 10. We'll spot him where the slide began, and that will be at the 37-yard line.
You know, as many hard hits as Drew has taken trying to pick up yardage, you can't blame him for doing that
smart
slide,
move.
Kevin. Very smart move. He's got his bell rung a couple of times, Kevin, and bounced up and came back and played.
Last week, and I know you were listening at this time, last week he took a sandwich shot, and the wind was knocked out of him. And boy, I'll tell you what, it looked like one of the worst wind knocked out of you I've ever seen. He was really struggling. That snap behind, but Balestrini handles it. Rolls to the near side. Now he's going to keep it. Now he fires it late. It is complete down the sidelines. Castillo rolls it into the end zone. Touchdown. But a flag is back here, I believe.
He was past
right
the
about
line.
The, yeah, I was going to
past
say, for right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. I'm sure he was past the line of scrimmage when he threw the ball.
And he was indeed behind the line of scrimmage. Illegal forward pass. That is a loss of down. And a penalty as well. But Castillo broke free just at the last time. Balestrini just lost track of where he was on the field.
He tucks the ball in and keeps it. He's going to pick up 4 or 5 yards. All right.
Well, but he threw it and got 6.
He got a touchdown.
That's what I mean. He threw it and got 6.
Okay, I got you. All right, I got you.
Now, I believe that is going to make it
second and
15. Second or?
Second and 15.
Okay, it is second down.
That was first down.
Yep.
Last time.
Second and 15 at the 43. Shotgun, sidecar, right, 3 Ooh. Receivers. That one way over Balestrini's head. He's going to have to put a one hand on it. He comes to the near side and is almost tackled by the face mask, and there's going to be a late flag for unsportsmanlike.
I think they're going to call that on the Holy Redeemer defensive player because Balestrini, the whistle had blown, was out of bounds, and he picked up on his ankle. I don't know if he got confused.
Yeah, he was definitely out of bounds at the time, and it was right about the original line of scrimmage. Now they're going to discuss this one and see if there's going to be an additional 15
Should
yards 15. To this.
You know, I don't think it was such a – I don't want to use the word
– Oh, it's actually both ways.
Really?
Wow.
Well, you know what probably happened?
There might have been something said.
No, but I think that Balestrini probably kicked his foot when he was out of bounds, and the other kid grabbed his foot and threw it. So, yeah, that's a good call.
But wasn't he – was he out of bounds a lot earlier?
I don't know. Oh, no, it goes back to the original line of scrimmage, and it's second down.
Oh, because that. Oh, that's yeah. Right. It was offsetting penalties then. Thank yeah. you. All
you're
right,
well,
I lost
well.
That one. So it'll be, well, so basically it's a do-over.
It's a do-over, yep.
7:20 remaining here in the first half of play. Shikellamy leading at 14-0. Second and 16 from the Holy Redeemer 43-yard line. Shotgun, sidecar to the left. Balestrini with a good hand this time on the snap. Fires it. One-handed catch by Long at the 30. Down to the 25-yard line and stepping out at the 25.
Kevin, I thought he dropped that.
I did too.
When his left hand did not have the ball and he had it in that right hand, good call, buddy. I mean, one-handed catch for the first down.
Wow.
Keep that clock rolling, the official says.
18 yards on the reception, good enough for a first down on that third down pass conversion. First and 10 at the 15-yard line. Clock winding with 7:50 remaining before the Service Electric halftime report. Over to the far side of the field, Davis Marshall. Three guys. Receivers and a bunch to the near side. It's kind of like what we saw Holy Redeemer run
exactly.
The last couple of series. High snap. It's on the ground. Balestrini comes up with it. Breaks a tackle. Stumbles. Keeps his feet to the 30. Down to the 25-yard line and got back to the original line of scrimmage somehow. Actually, he might have lost a yard.
Folks, you're probably wondering why we're having such a difficult time with the snaps, but we have to explain to you that our center is incapacitated. He's got a huge, huge bandage, or I should say almost like a on his left hand, all right, from he had a little accident today in shop.
Yeah, he and a saw had a wrestling contest.
Yeah, and the saw
and the
won.
And the saw won.
The saw won, yeah. It's 12 stitches in those two fingers.
Second down and 11 from the 26-yard line, under six to go. Balestrini with a direct snap. He'll hand it to Durr. Durr will plow over a man to the 20. Makes a man miss at the 15. Down to the 10. Drags the tackler to the 5-yard line.
That was a really nice sidestep to get that extra yardage after he got away from the first defender. We have a player down, Kevin.
Yeah, 20 yards on the run and the first down, but there is a Holy Redeemer player down on the ground right now, so the trainers will come out and take a look at him.
Good call that time. You know, you think that you might want to pass in that situation, and they ran the draw play to the fullback. And Durr did a lot of that on his own.
Coming up tomorrow night here on WKOK, the Nittany Lions visit Iowa for a Big Ten test. Steve Jones, Jack Hamm, Roger Corey, Matt McGloin have the call at 6 for the tailgate show. Kickoff at 7:30. That's on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. So that should be an entertaining one. Every time Penn State goes out to Iowa, it seems as though haunting things happen in Iowa for Penn State.
Matt Cotrilla just said, Southern 7, Wyoming 0.
That's the Trillo update.
Yeah.
That's from the Trillo scoreboard.
The Trillo score, sitting to my left. And he is a much better driver than you are, too.
Well, that's not saying much. Our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week is our player that was down. Ryan Williams, the linebacker, will get up and walk off and actually trot off under his own power. In the second quarter in the Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week, it is Jersey Shore 13, Lewisburg 7. Blaze Alexander Ford, sponsor of the Ford Tough Game of the Week, where it's worth the drive to Route 45.
Central Mountain giving Selins Grove a game 14-7
that
at this
game,
point ahead of with Selins Grove ahead.
That game on one of our sister stations, Eagle 107 tonight. Got a lot of good games on tonight on the family of stations here. So if you're listening on the app and you're hopping through games, you're getting some good games to listen to tonight. One receiver comes to the near side.
They got Raker in the backfield, Kevin. 81.
Watch Watch the near side. Balestrini under the center.
And Raker has the ball.
He'll go left side to Raker. Raker, who is normally a wing back blocker, will get the carry.
And defensive tackle.
And defensive tackle. He will get the carry and get down to the 3-yard line. He'll pick up about 3 yards on that carry. This drive starting at the Holy Redeemer 49-yard line. And the Braves have already knocked 4 minutes off of the second quarter clock.
Second goal at the 2.
Marshall will go to the far side of the field. Backs are split, wing to the near side, moving left to right. Handoff. Durr pushes his way through the hole, and actually we're going to correct that. That is going to be Simcoe on the touchdown for Shikellamy as he went in basically untouched. Nope, I was right the first time. It was Durr.
Yeah, they ran the sweep to the left with Curtis Raker, picked up half the yardage and came back. Went the opposite way with Durr. He picks up. That's his second touchdown of the game.
Well, Simcoe was the lead blocker. That's why I got confused, because he was in the end zone as well.
That's where that halfback has to get the linebacker on that side.
And the extra point is good. So Gittins having his best night. Kicking extra points, 3 for 3 at the moment. And with 4:43 remaining after the Durr second touchdown of the ball game, this one a 3-yard touchdown, it makes it 21-0 Shikellamy here as we're 4:30, or actually 4:40 away from halftime.
Well, the Braves have again, gone on a sustained drive. That one-handed catch by Braden Long certainly helped, and of course the scramble by Balestrini right before that to pick up the first down after they had third and long.
Well, and that one-handed catch was a third down conversion.
Yeah, exactly.
Too.
So they've had some kids make some pretty spectacular individual plays, and of course you can't forget those big guys up front. They've been blocking. Although when Balestrini has to scramble, they haven't been blocking.
Two back deep for Holy Redeemer. That includes Christian Leon. And kicking it away from the far side of the field, the far hash mark will be Gittins. 21-0, Shikellamy leading here at Crispin Field in Berwick. Here's the end-over-end kick. And this one taken at the 10-yard line. I believe this one was taken by Shea. Shea to the 15, to the 20, fumble the ball! Shikellamy got on the ball, and it was Weir who picks up the fumble, I believe, at the 17-yard line.
Good tackle that time. I believe Wolfie was in on that and stripped the ball, and Duncan Weir right there to pick it up. And Duncan with enough sense, hey, I can take this in for a touchdown if I can get by these guys. And just did a nice job. And the Braves in business again.
So it's first and 10, Shikellamy. I think the Holy Redeemer fans think he was down.
Yes, there's one mother that thinks it was a dead ball.
Listen, if you're gonna be, confident about it, be adamant, make your stand.
Well, she's also we've heard her over the radio here too.
So. She's doing that tonight. I respect that. Wing to the far side. And under center is Balestrini. Balestrini will hand the ball off to Durr. Durr will slide, step to the left, to the 10, to the 5, and he is bounced into the end zone. Touchdown, Shikellamy. Durr with his third score of the night, this one from 17 yards out.
Again, that play worked because the halfback on that side, Nate Manier, led up in the hole and got the linebacker. And Durr's done this twice now. He gets about where that linebacker block is and sidesteps, and that time he put it into another gear. Third touchdown of the night, Kevin, is that right?
That is correct. This one his longest, the 17-yarder, and the Braves have scored at least 13 and now 14 in about 20 seconds. And that makes it 28-0, Shikellamy, with 4:28 remaining here in the first half of play.
Well, so far, Crispin Field's been pretty nice to the Braves.
Indeed has. Was it nice 32 years ago to the Braves?
No.
No. I didn't think so. Was it nice when you played here?
Yeah, we won.
Did you win that
one?
Yeah,
we won that one.
Okay.
But, that's when Adam
Smith. That was when this place was new.
No. Bernie DePaul was the coach that year. Adam Semeski had been the coach before, and Bernie DePaul took over for a couple of years. And the next year, George Curry came.
Shigalemi ready to boot the ball away.
I will tell you this, Kevin. Yes. Win, lose, or draw, when you played Berwick in football, you knew you were in a game.
Oh, you knew you were
game,
in a game.
Especially Saturday morning when you woke up.
I can attest to that from just being in junior high.
When I was playing, Berwick played home games on Saturday nights, all right? So Sunday morning you woke up.
Mine was Tuesday morning. End over end kick at the 6-yard line. Fumbled and picked up. Now coming to the near side is Shane to the 15, to the 20, and will be knocked down at the 20-yard line. Nice open field tackle for the Braves by Shock.
No, we don't give Eric enough credit sometimes. You know, he doesn't get to do a lot of things on offense, but on defense, you know, he gets his job done from his outside back or corner position. And on these special teams, he's always around the ball. So good open field tackle by Eric.
Conway will bring the offense out. Braves have somebody coming on very, very late. The other defensive end for the Braves. He hustles in there and is ready to go. And he'll be in the shotgun. And Conway will get right back to the line of scrimmage on the quarterback draw. I believe that was Chad Rule that came up and made that play for the Braves.
Number 66. That's who it was, Kevin. We've been seeing Chad play a lot of defense in the last couple of football games.
You know how I can tell it was Chad? 6'3". You don't see many 6'3" guys on the line.
That's true. Well, you don't, and you know, Chad looks like he should be playing center someplace on the basketball team.
Yes. Yes, he does. Bill Ziegler right now is writing that name down and remembering to check him give him a call here before the season starts. Four receivers, make it five receivers now in the pattern with the double wing. Back to pass Conway. Conway hit as he threw it, and he got drilled.
By Chad Rule.
I was going to say, that was Chad Rule again. Rule with nine tackles on the year, two sacks, two tackles for a loss for the 6'3", 195 junior.
Well, right now the Braves are freely substituting people, Kevin. There's a lot of defensive linemen that are getting in the game for the first time here. I see number 74, Jake Reedy's in. And number 53 is, Braden Adee plays quite a bit. 67 is Toby O'Connor, who's another one that's in there quite a bit. And, Rooley's out there again, so.
Three receivers far side of the field, one to the near side, ball almost in the middle of the field. Conway takes the direct snap, rolling out now. Pressure from Rule, fires it along downfield and overthrew his intended receiver. That one was in the general vicinity of number 9, Ryan Williams. Actually, I'm going to correct that. That's going to be 8, Jack Dowd.
He rolled with a lot of pressure that time, but again, not what I call outside-inside pressure because, the quarterback got around him. That's tough, Kevin. I remember when I played, and I also remember when I coached kids, to get them to keep that outside shoulder free on those pass rushes, especially if you're an NNF contained.
I don't think Coach Kelly's punting on this one.
4th and 9 from the 22.
He's going for it on 4th and about 9 from the 22-yard line.
Maybe it's a quick kick, Kevin.
Oh, that could be. And it is. That is exactly what it is. Chief on the money tonight. And it takes a beautiful roll to the 30-yard line. Now backwards to the 32, 33-yard line on the quick kick. Chief, you get a great big gold star.
And I don't even have to wait to talk to Santa.
No, you don't have to wait to talk to Santa. Another one of the classic programs on WKOK that will make its return a Monday after Thanksgiving on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on Eagle 107. Will be Talk to Santa.
That's the highlight of our pregame in basketball.
We get a good lead-in.
That last half hour, we get to listen to Talk to Santa.
We get a good lead-in.
Or as I like to say,
talk back to Santa. Yeah. I said the only problem with Talk Back to Santa is you usually don't get a gift afterwards.
Yeah. You deserve a great big gold star.
First and 10 at the 33-yard line. Three receivers far side, one to the near side on the near hash mark, moving left to right. Direct snap goes to Balestrini. Balestrini to long. That might have been tipped by Hadjikowski.
Nope, I don't think so, Kevin. I think that was just thrown a little too high.
Well, it had to be thrown high because of Hadjikowski, at least. The 6'3", 210-pound junior got in there from his defensive end position and wreaked some havoc.
Braden had some people out there to block for him too, and it possibly could have been a big play. Again, passing on first down.
Stop the clock with 3:09 to go and a 28-0
keep
lead.
Keep them on their toes.
Well, again, that five-man front is can be very, very tough to run against. We'll spread them out a little bit more, and Balestrini will go with a quick hitter to Marshall, and that was off Marshall's right hand, and he couldn't make the one-handed catch that he made the other day.
It's behind.
That, too.
You know, that's on that slant. There are certain places when you're running a slant and you're 6'4" that nobody else can get to. You know, and I'm sure they – I don't know how much they practice, you know, just running – doing skeletal pass – protection and pass plays, but you know, that's something if they get that down pack, very dangerous.
Second down, make that third down and 10. Balestrini with all day, sets up, looks long downfield. He's got a man. It's Brubaker. Brubaker on the run at the 40, 35 and rolls down short of the 30-yard line to the 32.
Couldn't have thrown that any better, Kevin, out through the coverage. And the only person that was going to get that was Brubaker as he was going down the sidelines.
41 yards on that reception.
And let's give the
actually, break. Maybe 31 yards.
Give those guys, those five offensive linemen, a lot of credit because he had a lot of time to
loads,
throw that ball.
Loads of time. Shotgun sidecar right, three receivers to the short side. Here comes that quick little fling out, and he gets it out there to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer now will drag a couple of tacklers and get 10 yards.
And John's a pretty big wide receiver, Kevin, about 6'3".
6'1".
6'1".
They list him at 6'1", 165, but he does look a little taller than 6'1".
From a distance, he looks 6'3". Nice catch and run.
Boy, they're going to say he was short of the first down with 9¾ yards. And he stepped out of bounds. It stopped the clock. Marshall to the near side. Again, that three-receiver trio to the far side. Balestrini low snap, looking for Marshall on the slant. Got him at the 9-yard line.
And that time he threw it great spot right at his
right
hips.
Right on the money.
Yep.
And the defender getting up slowly that time. Marshall with the catch, good for about 11. And a timeout for the officials to.
I think one of the players.
Yeah, it was definitely Dowd that had to come out there. He got really, really. I mean, it was just right into his chest is where Marshall ran into him on the tackle.
So, do we give it to Durr?
Well, Balestrini in the shotgun, gets the direct snap, goes to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer with a wide receiver screen, tried to run with it before he caught it. It's incomplete.
Good call, Kevin. Good call. And he had
a convoy in front of him.
He had two. They had trips that side, and he had two of the other receivers were there to block for him.
2:16 to go before halftime. Shikellamy leading at 28-0 and driving one more time with second down and goal from the Holy Redeemer 8-yard line. Three receivers far side, Marshall to the near side. Durr is the back, right next to Balestrini to his right. Back to pass, Balestrini has time. Rolls out to the far side to the 10, pump fakes, fires. Pass is incomplete, almost intercepted, and you're right, there is going to be a flag for holding against the Braves back at the line of scrimmage.
You know, at first hold or it was, the offensive lineman threw his body on the back of the legs of he was holding with his shoulders, all right, if you know, and blocking from behind and that stuff. So it's going to be 10 yards no matter how you look at it.
Holding with his shoulders?
He had his shoulders over his legs. Yeah. The kid was coming, the defender, the defensive lineman was going to make the tackle, and all of a sudden he went down.
Well, I guess you could look at it this way. That ball's now spotted at the 21-yard line, second and goal from the 21. At least you have more room to run your pass patterns?
I don't know, Kevin. I have a feeling that you're going to see him run the ball here.
Balestrini will come to the line, has a tight end to the far side. Actually, almost looks unbalanced there. Here's the rollout to the near side. Balestrini will fire it. He'll waggle it over to the right side and completing it to Wolf. Wolf will turn the corner, and he'll get down to about the 10-yard line before they knock
him. Well, you haven't seen Gage in an offensive halfback very much.
No, I was I don't even have him on my running back list. That's why I was confused.
He came out of the backfield that time in the short out. He only got half of it back.
So it'll be third down at the 11-yard line. Third and goal at the 11. And Brubaker will have man-to-man coverage on the opposite side of the field from the ball, the near hash mark. Two running backs. Back to pass, Balestrini. Looking at Brubaker at first, couldn't get it to him. Now he's going to run around a little bit. Flags fly. He's going to come to the near side, pick up a block, turn the corner to the 15. Stiff arm in the face of the defender and go down for a gain of about one or two, but it's not going to matter because there is a hold that will bring it back.
When you spend that much time
in and out
and in that backfield running around, it's just a matter of time before you get a holding call.
And that penalty is declined, so it will be fourth down, and we'll see if they bring Gittens on for the field goal. He does have a 31-yarder this year, but looks like the offense is on the field.
I think you're going to see them try to, you know, they're not going to kick a field goal here, Kevin.
Well, maybe they're going to take a time. Well, they haven't started the play clock yet. Now the officials set the clock for play, ball for play.
Well, Connor Fitzgerald's coming in for Curtis Raker.
And now the official will decide to run the clock. Twice. Backs are offset to the near hash mark. Fourth down and goal from the 13-yard line. Back to pass. Balestrini into the end zone. Wide open for the touchdown. Into the hands of Braden Long for his third touchdown catch of the season from 13 yards out. And with 52.2 to go, the Braves extend the lead 34-0 on a fourth down conversion.
In the wing T nomenclature, that's called 83 keep pass, where you run that fullback play to the right side. And I'm telling you, Kevin, the man that goes down that seam, there's not going to be anybody around him, and there was not. All right, as Balestrini gets another touchdown pass. And it was Braden Long, wasn't it, Kevin?
Yes, it was. That was his third of the season. Snap, set, kick, up, drifting to the left upright, but inside the left upright and good. And Gittens is now 4-for-4 on the night with 52.2 remaining. It is Shikellamy 35 and Holy Redeemer nothing here in the first half of play. Scores coming from around the region. We'll do some highlights as well. It'll be a busy halftime here on WKOK as we have a lot of stuff to go over. And quite a few highlights from this game as well. Well, it's a special Sunday NFL on WKOK as the Panthers take on the Bucs in London. That'll be at 9 o'clock. And then we're back to the NFL in primetime with the Steelers and the Chargers Sunday night at 7:30. If you're a Steelers fan, head over to 100.9 The Valley and catch the game with Bill Hillgrove, Tunch Olkin, and Craig Wolfley on the Steelers radio network beginning at 6:20. Kickoff for Sunday Night Football at 8:20, both on 100.9 The Valley. And if you want the national side of things, because you're a Chargers fan, head to News Radio 1070 WKOK. And Gittens will boot this away from the far hash mark. Down at the 5-yard line, bringing it back this time is going to be Shea. Shea will cross the 25 to the 28-yard line. And actually make it the 29-yard line. And that's where they'll take over first and 10 at the 29.
This lady's really entertaining, Kevin. You know that.
She knows her football.
I know she does. Hey, is the Steelers quarterback, the one that got knocked out, is he back? Wasn't the Steelers quarterback get...
Are you being funny?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I thought you were making fun of my team. Yeah, it'll be Hodges this week.
Okay.
It'll be the third-string quarterback this week.
I'm not making – I saw
the Steelers will be taking – will actually be trying out quarterbacks. So if you've ever played quarterback in your life, you could be the emergency quarterback for the Steelers. We don't know. You know, that's a possibility.
That would be the new –
Hey, listen, as a Steelers fan, I have never in my life known the name of the quarterback on the practice squad until this year.
I know. That would be another, if they made a movie of it, it'd be another remake of the Suicide Squad if you have to go try to be the quarterback, right?
Oh, man, what a year.
What a year all around, I think about it, you know.
It's been a tough year for quarterbacks.
Who would think Kansas City would be so poorly against the 49ers? Who would think the 49ers
would think the 49ers are doing well against everybody? Yeah. 47.5 to go. By the way, Shikellamy did take a timeout. They have one time, or I'm sorry, Holy Redeemer called a timeout. They have one timeout remaining. Or was I right the first time?
Shikellamy has two timeouts left, Kevin. Holy Redeemer only has one.
Yeah, I think the Braves called that timeout. I think Holy Redeemer called two earlier. Holy Redeemer will have the ball nevertheless with one timeout remaining and 45.7 to go. Four receivers with a pistol formation. And Conway with the direct snap. Rolls out. Now has some pressure. And he will go down at the 21-yard line. Marshall on a half a sack there, along with a slew of other Braves, including Jake Reedy.
Well, Toby O'Connor. Also in there. And, Reedy with Reedy, one of the kids that, you know, usually would play on Monday nights if they were still playing junior varsity games. The Braves have only played one of those so far. So this is a good time for these kids to get a little experience.
Loss of seven on the sack, and that will probably do it for the first half, although Conway does come out. And he will break the huddle with five, kind of like they did at the end of the first quarter. They will hustle to try and get one away, and they will not be able to do it. So at the end of the first half of play, it is Shikellamy 35, Holy Redeemer nothing. You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit secv.com/TiVo to learn more.
Don't be the talk of the tailgate. Let the tailgate do the talking. Hi, Corey Brown here. Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac, GMC, and Sunbury. These deals are just straight jaw-dropping. Try this. We have new 2019 Sierra SLTs in stock with over 20% off. Or find yourself in a new GMC Yukon at 0% for 72 months. We have over 80 used vehicles in stock. Service after sale, second to none. Lowest prices guaranteed, or we'll pay you $1,000. Only right here. Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury. We are professional grade. Take the deals the other guys won't.
This is the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report, a recap of the first half of the game and a look at scores from across the region. Now, from the stadium, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Welcome back to Crispin Field here in Berwick as the Shikellamy Braves take a 35-0 lead at the half here against the Holy Redeemer Royals. And the Braves have been able to take advantage of one Holy Redeemer mistake, turned that into points, but they started off with the ball as Holy Redeemer deferred the opening kick and then capped off a 73-yard drive with a scoring run from Nate Menear. Second down and goal from the five-yard line. This drive started at the Shikellamy 27. Offset backfield, Brubaker to the far side. Balestrini with a stretch play, hands it off to Maneer. Into the end zone, touchdown, Shikellamy! Nate Maneer with that touchdown run, his first of the season. The extra point was good, made it 7-0 with 7:57 to go in the first quarter of play. The Holy Redeemer Royals were able to get the ball at the 23-yard line, punted it away, and then the Braves with a short field, a 46-yard drive capped off at the 2-minute 54-second mark for the first touchdown of the night from Joel Durr. Marshall will go to the far side of the field.
Two-yard catch.
Split wing to the near side, moving left to right. Handoff. Durr pushes his way through the hole, and actually I'm going to correct that. That is going to be Simcoe on the touchdown for Shikellamy as he went in basically untouched.
No, I was right the first time. It was Durr.
So Durr actually, it was actually Durr that that actually ran that one in with 4:43 remaining. That was his actual second touchdown of the night, making it 21-0. And Durr also grabbed a 17-yard reception. That became his third, or excuse me, a 17-yard run became his third touchdown of the evening. Durr had two touchdowns on the ground coming into this. He has already doubled his season output. That happened in the second quarter with 4:28 remaining. That happened after a fumble on the kickoff that gave the Braves the ball at the Holy Redeemer's 17-yard line. Well, this time it was Long that actually ended the scoring. He grabbed his second rushing touchdown of the season after having a 31-yard catch that set up a touchdown on the first drive. He finishes off on the ground with his first rushing touchdown of the season, second touchdown overall, a 13-yarder with 52 seconds remaining, giving the Shikellamy Braves a 35-0 halftime lead here at Crispin Field in Berwick. More scores and highlights from around the region as we continue on the Service Electric Halftime Report here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Keep your fall adventures safe and fuel efficient with a new vehicle from W&L Subaru.
Plus, help W&L clear the shelters in our community by adopting a pet during the Subaru Loves Pet event on October 19th from 10 till 4. The Danville ASPCA will be offering low-cost pet adoptions, and there will be free pet vaccinations while supplies last.
Take a test drive during our pet adoption event, and we'll donate $10 to Mostly Mutt's Dog Shelter. It's a great time to check out the newly redesigned 2020 Subaru Outback and Legacy. Details at W&L Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit secv.com/TiVo to learn more.
As an active person, you might try ignoring a painful injury. But why? Quick treatment can lead to quick recovery. Our team of sports medicine providers at UPMC Susquehanna offer personalized care at each visit. Don't let an injury keep you from the active life you enjoy. Sports medicine at UPMC Susquehanna. Call 570-321-2020.
Now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at aarons.com. Hope to see ya.
Don't be the talk of the tailgate. Let the tailgate do the talking. Hi, Corey Brown here. Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac, GMC, and Sunbear. These deals are just straight jaw-dropping. Try this. We have new 2019 Sierra SLTs in stock with over 20% off. Or find yourself in a new GMC Yukon at 0% for 72 months. We have over 80 used vehicles in stock. Service after sale, second to none. Lowest prices guaranteed, or we'll pay you $1,000. Only right here. Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street, and Sunbury. We are professional grade. Take the deals the other guys won't.
Welcome back to Crispin Field in Berwick, where the Shikellamy Braves lead Holy Redeemer by a score of 35-0 at the half. Let's take a look at scores from around the region. The game that replaced this game for Shikellamy, or for Southern Columbia, I should say, as they moved up the Wyoming area. They're in the second quarter at Wyoming area, leading Wyoming area by a score of 21-0. Elsewhere, it's Loyal Sock 31, Milton nothing in the second. Midwest 20, Athens 6, that game in the second. A tight one at Williams Valley. Williams Valley 16, Upper Dauphin 14 in the second. Troy leads Montgomery 12-0 in the second. Bloomsburg with a new head coach after losing their head coach just a couple of days ago leads Hughesville by a score of 28-0 in the second. Halftime at Pine Grove, where Line Mountain trails Pine Grove 7-6. Shamokin leading Danville at the half 20-0. That game was scoreless for quite some time in the first quarter. Central Columbia leads Warrior Run 10-7 at the half. Montoursville a 28-0 lead over Mifflinburg in the second. Berwick 21, Crestwood 7 in the second. And Mount Carmel shutting out South Williamsport 28-0 also in the second. Coming up tomorrow, it'll be Columbia Montorvo Tech playing host to Muncie. Well, one of the tight games tonight, and one that a lot of people are watching right now, is Jersey Shore and Lewisburg. And Jersey Shore right now has a 19-14 lead on the Green Dragons. It was the Bulldogs who struck pay dirt first on their opening drive.
Josh Malicki's the running back next to Lorson in the backfield. Shotgun formation for Lorson. This time he rolls to his left. Throws a deep pass down the sideline, and it's caught for a touchdown for Jersey Shore Bulldogs by Owen Anderson. That just ball was just underthrown there, Justin, and he came back for it and made the catch.
Yeah, he did. It was just a short throw there, just where the receiver, you know, was basically doing a sprint to the left corner and underthrew him. The receiver came back, made a nice catch, just a sidestep, and goes in the end zone, and Jersey Shore jumps out here to an early lead 6-0 with 10:26 to go in the first quarter.
Jersey Shore now leading that by a score of 19-14 in the second in that battle at Christy Mathewson Memorial Stadium on 100.9 The Valley. Greg Wetzel and Justin Michaels on the call there. Down the road a little bit in Sealands Grove, it's the Sealands Grove Seals and the Central Mountain Wildcats, a team the Braves put 50 on a couple of weeks ago. But a second quarter start for Sealands Grove gave them a 20-0 lead on a big opening second quarter play.
Inside Central Mountain's 10-yard line, they have it spotted at the 7-yard line. Nyland split far to the right. Schoen, the low back in the backfield with Danny under center. Takes the snap. Give it to Schoen. Straight up the middle. First down and more. Goal line. Touchdown, Sealands Grove Seals.
Pat O'Brien and Dave Hess on Eagle 107 tonight, where Sealands Grove leads Central Mountain by a score of 21-7. Taking a quick look at some of the halftime stats, Meneer with three carries, 12 yards and a touchdown. Semko, five carries, 31 yards and a touchdown. Durr has seven carries, 56 yards and a couple of touchdowns on the night. Braves with 22 carries for 118 yards on the ground and four touchdowns. Balestrini, an impressive 8 for 14, 158 yards and a touchdown. And right now the Royals have been only able to amass 10 yards total offense, 7 in the air and 3 on the ground. The Service Electric Halftime Report continues when we return to Crispin Field on News Radio 1070 WKOK, where Shikellamy leads Holy Redeemer 35-0.
Mark and Troy here from Zimmerman Motors. It's Ram Power Days, and we're celebrating with huge discounts to get you in the new Ram you deserve.
We have a fantastic selection of Rams, all discounted for the special event. And if you own another brand, we can save you up to $10,000 on a new Bighorn model.
Ram Power Day discounts all month long. 2019 Ram Quad Cab 4x4 starting at $32,500, 0% financing. It's time to buy that new truck.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury.
Nurses, accountants, waiters, and welders, anyone can be injured on the job, unable to function properly. It affects your work and everyday life. Coach soccer, carry groceries, carry your child. No one has helped more people heal from work injury and rebuild their lives than the Workplace Injury Institute at Shamokin Dam Health Center. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like making cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
someone cares.
Score big. Let Service First Federal Credit Union help you tackle your personal finances. Their team is eager to help you reach your goals. Are you looking to build wealth, plan for retirement, maybe pay down debt, or simply kick off some projects around your home? Well, they can help you get ready for the financial game. Schedule a financial checkup today. A specialist will review your credit history and create a game plan to help you get and keep your finances in shape. Visit serviceone.org to learn more. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender. At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at A-Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting and growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
Second half just moments away from getting underway. Shikellamy with a 35-0 lead. They've taken advantage of opportunities. They played good defense. Conway, the running back, the quarterback, the lead running back, with three carries for 15 yards, but collectively only 3 yards on the ground and just 7 yards in the air to Hadjikowski, the tight end. And gives Holy Redeemer just 10 yards total offense, one first down, and one turnover that turned into points for the Shikellamy Braves. But Holy Redeemer will have a chance to get on the scoreboard as they receive to start the second half.
This has been the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report. The second half kickoff is coming up next on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
At Schock Physical Therapy, our philosophy is simple. We treat patients the way we would want to be treated. With over 20 years of experience, Mark Schock can help you with problems such as neck and back pain, shoulder pain, and joint replacements, as well as sports and workers' comp injuries. At Schock Physical Therapy, we pride ourselves on giving one-on-one attention to our patients in a warm, friendly environment. Come be a part of our family and let us help you. Visit our website at shockpt.com, like us on Facebook, or call today.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1950. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf.
Customized tutoring services provide students one-on-one tutoring opportunities, including math. Supplement students' math content from pre-algebra to calculus. Continue the education conversations outside of school. CTS introduces students to different perspectives and study habits for improving retention, understanding, and test scores. Your student can join the hundreds in our valley who've been motivated and educated by CTS. Sign up now. CTS Downtown Lewisburg on Facebook and CustomizedTutoringServices.com. Customized tutoring services for every age and any stage.
Welcome back to Crispin Field in Berwick, where the Shikellamy Braves have a 35-0 halftime lead over Holy Redeemer in the game that almost didn't happen. But right now, if you're a Shikellamy fan, you're very happy. A decent crowd came all the way up here about 45 minutes or so from Sunbury, and Wilkes-Barre fans a little bit more sparse, but more of them have come in since we were out earlier on here in the day from Holy Redeemer, based out of the Wilkes-Barre area. And, of course, you know, they were pretty much a merger from all the Catholic schools up in the Wilkes-Barre area, most of them coming probably from Bishop Hoban.
Well, when they closed,
pretty good basketball program over there in the 90s, too.
When they closed down a lot of the schools, Holy Redeemer became the Catholic high school. And excellent basketball teams. I know a lot of times when we'd go to basketball camps with the girls, we'd have to play. Holy Redeemer girls would be there, and they were always very good.
What was the two that one in Hazleton? It was
Bishop Gronkowski.
No,
Bishop,
oh. It was Bishop Hoban, and there was one out of Hazleton.
Hazleton, yes,
that was really good, because every time they'd play them, it was in Hazleton. It was always at the before the merger. Hazleton High School had a great St. Joseph Center.
That's right.
The St. Joseph Center.
That's way before my time, Kevin.
Was it Bishop Hara? Oh, no, it wasn't Hara. I can tell somebody's yelling it at the radio right now, and it's just not loud enough. I haven't been able to hear it yet.
Well, if Bob Sable, former Shikellamy AD and driver education teacher, were here, he would tell you the name of every Bishop
high
school in that area.
Well, Gittins will be ready to kick the ball away. He's going to kick it to his left as we start things off here in the second half, as Holy Redeemer elected to defer and took the second half kickoff.
It would be our left. He's kicking it straight ahead.
I had to think about that one for a minute. You caught me on that one, Chief.
You caught me, and I thought if he was kicking it to his left, we'd be getting the ball up here in the press box, Kevin.
Shane to the near side, and that was a pretty good kick. He's going to take it at about the 8. Shane to the hash marks to the 20, 25, to the 30-yard line, and drags a tackler to the 30-yard line. And pulling him down there was Dylan Flowers, the junior, and that might be Dylan's first tackle of the season.
Well, Joel Durr actually, you know, got a little piece of him there too, Kevin. So both of them will probably get assisted tackles when they get graded on Monday.
Well, that'll be up to Coach Pratt on the defensive side, I believe.
That was always a fun thing, Sunday night grading films. Could be home watching The Wonderful World of Color, Disney. You're sitting
Wonderful
in the
World
dungeon.
Of Disney, yeah. Pistol formation, 3 receivers far side of the field on the near hash mark at the 31-yard line, and flag flies for probably offside against the Braves.
Somebody lined up offsides for the Braves. That's going to give the Holy Redeemer 1st and 5, Kevin.
The rare but very needed 1st and 5 from an offense. That'll be at the 36-yard line. Braves do have some other players in the game. They're doing a mix and match. Can't say all clean uniforms tonight because they're playing on turf, so. Pistol formation, 3 receivers far side of the field. The direct snap goes to Conway. Conway swings it out to the far side to Petra. Petra with his first catch of the night, breaks a couple of tackles and picks up 2 yards to the 38-yard line. Petra, the leading receiver on this team with 8 catches, 97 yards, and a touchdown on the season.
Alec Geiser from his linebacker position in an attack. You know, Alex is also on the soccer team, Kevin.
Well, he's also been playing some running back the last couple of weeks, too. We've seen him a couple of times carrying the ball. Second down and 2 at the 38-yard line. After that 3-yard, they'll call it a 3-yard gain. Pistol formation, 3 receivers now moving left to right on the far hash mark. Swing pass to the near side at a full sprint. And a late flag is Ryan Williams.
Well, Nate Gessner with the tackle, but I think Nate might have gotten either a horse collar or part of his face mask on the tackle. We'll see what the official calls here.
And they're discussing it now, and we have a personal foul face mask variety. That will be the big one. And they'll spot it from what would have been a first down really anyway at the 41-yard line. Another 15 yards down the field and in Shikellamy territory at the Shikellamy 44-yard line.
Kevin, Shikellamy, there's not one starter on defense out there right now. The Braves playing a lot of the second unit. In fact, the entire second defensive unit.
And there's the direct snap to Conway. Conway right up the gut. Boy, he got hit hard and stood up at about the 40-yard line. He'll pick up about five on that first down carry.
Now, Gessner in again on the tackle, 70. He was right in the middle of that. But, you know, everybody in the center of that line just did a good job.
Mark Lawrence doing an outstanding job of researching the game tonight. Reminds me it's Bishop Hafey that I was trying to think of.
Good. So he's not senile. He remembered that. Good.
I think he looked it up, but that's okay.
That's what your Google's.
Hey, that's why they invented it.
Exactly.
Right? Second down and five from about the 40-yard line. Pistol formation again, four receivers in the pattern. Conway coming to the near side on the slant. Pass is complete to Halstead. Halstead hit and drop. Just about a yard past that first down marker.
Yeah, Draper Buck with the initial hit, and again, Nate Gessner came over to put him down.
Holy Redeemer fans, with something to cheer about. Remember, this is a team that's only scored 27 points. They have not scored double digits in any game yet this season.
Holy Redeemer, first and 10 at the 33.
So Conway will bring him up now with a first and 10 at the 33-yard line. Three receivers to the far side of the field, one to the near side. Chief, I think this is the first time the Braves have played on turf since week one.
Since Danville, you're right.
Back to pass Conway. Conway moving around. He's going to get a hit and drop. That was a coverage sack that time for Nate Gessner.
Yeah, and, you know, Caden Huffman in there also. In fact, Braden, it looked like, no, it wasn't Braden. It was, I can't see who the other number was. But, you know, again, the pocket collapsed after everybody was covered and the Braves with another sack.
That'll be a loss on the play. We'll bring it back to second down and 15 from the 38-yard line. Clock winding with 8:42 to go here in the third quarter, where Holy Redeemer trails 35-0 on their first drive of the second half. Three receivers far side of the field, one receiver to the near side. Back to pass rolling out now to the far side is Conway on the waggle. Conway downfield, intercepted! And incomplete. It caught it at about the 15-yard line, but could not toe tap a foot in on the sidelines and falls out of bounds incomplete. But what a great effort for Gittins.
Well, he did intercept it, just ended up out of bounds with it, Kevin. So, you know, he's in the right position. He was in the right position. I don't know who the other back that was, defensive back was there, but they had that well covered, Kevin.
That was... Is that actually Long there? I think it was actually Long at the corner position that time. Long has two interceptions this year.
Braden's still in there, Kevin.
Pass was intended for Halstead on the far side. Third down and 15. Conway back to pass again. Now some pressure's coming. He's going to throw off the back foot. And almost, again, in the hands of Gittins. That pass intended for Perta at about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, John had a good look at it. And also Draper Buck from the outside probably could have gotten that one too.
And just a reminder, we are in the mercy rule right now, so the clock does continue to run. Coming up in the post game, we'll have a look at the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. I have an idea.
I haven't thought about that, Kevin. But I thought, you know what mine was? That long third down play with the one-handed catch by Snyder,
that's
or by,
actually
by
a
Braden
good,
Long.
That's actually a good thought. I was thinking about the turnover on right after the Braves had scored their third one.
That's a good one, too, the fumble on the kickoff.
We'll have to debate that a little further.
It's not worth debating. You pick it. I missed a week. You're up.
Fourth down and 15. Direct snap to Conway. He will run the middle screen. It will go to Halstead. Halstead will get back to the original line of scrimmage and bounce down there. Coming up and making the tackle for the Braves was
34.
Alex Geiser.
Yeah, Geiser, but also at number 78, Nate Gessner again. You know, Nate's been playing the linebacker position back there, and he's been, you know, doing a good job of getting to the ball.
So the Braves will take over on the turnover on downs at their own 34-yard line. Sending Pfeiffer out to the near side. We'll see who's at quarterback now for Shikellamie. And it will be a change at quarterback. It appears to be, is that Caleb Yoder?
Caleb Yoder's at quarterback, yes.
So Yoder will hand the ball off. Running to the near side is Geiser. Geiser with his fourth carry of the season.
You know, I see him, you know, it's kind of interesting that, you know, you play in soccer and basketball, or excuse me, soccer and football, but he has gotten a chance to carry the ball a lot in the last couple of games.
5'11", 205 sophomore. That's not a bad size sophomore.
It's not a bad size senior.
He'll pick up about one, maybe two on that. We'll bring up second down and 9 at the 35-yard line. Yoder under center one more time. He will hand it off to Geiser again. Geiser breaks a couple of tackles. Runs to about the 39-yard line. He'll pick up 4 on that carry. We'll bring up a third down and right about 5 yards with 5:18 to go here in the third quarter. And Shikellamie leading at 35-0.
Yeah, just running the fullback off tackle first to the left, then to the right. Little rumbling, stumbling, bumbling there, Kevin, but he picked up 4 yards.
Quick update on the Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. They're at half with Jersey Shore leading Lewisburg 25-14. Gettins to the far side on third down and 5 from the 39-yard line. One man in motion is Simcoe to the far side. Rolling out is Yoder. Yoder will set up, fire it, and it is complete to Gettins for the first down at the 47-yard line.
Yoder with a great job on the rollout to the right. Nice setup, and he delivered that ball right on the money. Both of the receivers in the same area, Gettins a little deeper, and you know, right along the sidelines, couldn't have thrown it any better, and Gettins with a nice catch.
Gettins' third catch of the season. That one a 7-yarder for the first down. They'll spot him at the 48-yard line, making an 8-yard catch there.
I was wondering if the Braves were going to pass, but you got to give these kids a chance to do all aspects of the offense.
Absolutely. Yoder with a little bit of a stutter there on the give to Geiser, and that brings a whole host of Royals on top of him. That was the entire defensive front 8.
The mesh point was really messy that time, Kevin. It almost looks like the snap was mishandled a little bit. And, of course, you know, let's face it, once that happens, then everything breaks down. The timing is so important.
That's one as a coach you go great googly muggly.
People don't realize how many times these guys run reps just to make sure the offenses are the backs and everybody are
this is the first. I'm sorry, I was going to say this might be the first time they've run their own offense in a while. Over to the right side, running it is Simcoe. Simcoe will get across the original first down marker, across the 50, and then sent backwards after getting a gain to the 48-yard line. That'll bring up a third down and 6 after the gain of 5.
That's a good run by Simcoe. He's having a really nice evening, Kevin. He's getting, you know, everybody says, well, what happened before? Well, he's getting good blocking. I mean, they're doing a nice job of blocking for him on that sweep. Picking the right spots and turning it upfield when he has to.
Update on the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out of town scoreboard. Southern Columbia 28, Wyoming area nothing in the third. Wing to the far side. Coming over to the near side is Weir. Here's the handoff. Looking for running room off the left side. Gage Wolf. Gage will come up short of the first down, so it'll be fourth down and 2. He'll pick up about 4 on that one, maybe 3.
I'm sure the Braves are going to go for it, Kevin. I don't think they're going to punt the ball.
Does not appear to be a punting situation or punt team on the field.
Yeah, Gage from his left halfback position, just basically straight forward over the left side.
Yoder now brings him to the line of scrimmage. He'll send Pfeiffer out to the far side, a wing to the near side. The wing is Semko. Ball in the middle of the field, moving right to left. He'll send Semko in motion to the far side. He taps the buttocks of Yoder. And the handoff right side, and knifing through is Wolf for the first down, gain of three. That was a good surge up front there, and that was led by Jake Reedy.
Well, good surge up front, and then also, you know, Kevin, you know, Gage Wolf hit that hole hard. I mean, you know, they weren't going to knock him backwards. And he, you know, he got the first down. The clock keeps running. And nice job by the second unit offense of the Braves.
Well, pause. We'll do an station ID here coming up shortly with two receivers now going to the far side, including the wing of Weir. Baxter split. Weir will come in motion to the near side. Yoder will snap the ball, hand it off, and running room there for Wolf after he got kind of touched in the backfield and then leans ahead for a gain of about five. That will give us a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves football.
It's sports talk where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
That actually was Kaiser. Not Wolf.
34, not 24. I know. They're different body styles a little bit, too.
It's hard to see, though, when there's so many bodies out there. And here's the handoff. That one is definitely Colin Semko. Semko with a first down. Semko still on his feet to the 30. And then pushed out of bounds at the 30-yard line itself. It'll be a gain of six, and that will likely do it for the third quarter of play. As the clock continues to wind at the end of three, it'll be Shikellamy 35 and Holy Redeemer nothing. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
You don't have to go far to get a great education. Lackawanna College's Sunbury Center is close to home for people who live in the central Susquehanna Valley and its surrounding regions. Lackawanna's progressive curriculum and innovative specialty programming give students practical experience they can use in the real world. Lackawanna College is already the most affordable accredited private college in northeastern Pennsylvania, so you can earn your degree with the confidence knowing you won't be overwhelmed with student debt after graduation. All of this is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
And welcome back to Crispin Field in Burley. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. Fourth quarter play getting ready to start. 35-0 Shikellamy with the ball and the lead at the 30-yard line, working their way left to right as we view things on the near hash mark. Yoder under center on this first and 10 with a double wing set. One lone back, that's Geiser. And Geiser will be snowed under immediately. Hatchkowski was there early to make the play on one side. Was that Williams on the other side?
Yeah, Williams also, yeah. Well, Geiser lost his helmet on that play, so he's going to have to sit out it now.
Lost a couple of yards, too.
Yeah, there was nobody out there to block. The Holy Redeemer's defense had a lot of people up in the box and just ran out of able bodies.
And a reminder, you know, there you may be wondering, Holy Redeemer has a lot of names you heard in the first quarter. Well, again, there's 27 guys about on this roster, and seven of them are playing both ways, and some of these guys even on the roster were injured that didn't even dress tonight. So that's why you're seeing first-teamers out there, because that basically is what they have is first-teamers. Wing to the near side, backs are split. Yoder will hand it off. Left side, running room there for Wolf. That time it is 24 and not 34. Crosses the 30 to the 28-yard line. A gain of about two will bring up third down and eight.
Well, Gage made up the yardage that was lost plus a couple more. So you got third and 8 or 9 yards, Kev. Do you think we'll see a pass here?
If you do, it'll be a high percentage one. I don't think it'll be much more than a few yards downfield.
They'll run the waggle if they do. Let's see what they line up. It looks like it's going to be balance.
Yeah, they're going to balance it out now with the tight end, and now the tackle moving over. Wing to the far side. Backs are offset, and a timeout needs to be called here because they only had three on the play clock. So that will be timeout number one for Shikellamy with 10:02 to go here in the game.
I'm impressed with these kids that have been running the offense. Again, I see them from time to time, and I watch, and basically their job during the week is to run the other team's offense and to be the defense when the Shikellamy's practicing against them. And they seem to be right on target, right on. Everything seems to be gelling for them. The line's doing a nice job of blocking. There, except for the one play, there has been no messing up in the backfield with the snap to the quarterback and the handoff to the running back. It's just been a real nice fluid moment, and they ate up just about that whole third quarter with this drive.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as we look at the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out of town scoreboard, I guess if you're going to lose your head coach or fire your head coach, the week to do it is when you're playing Hughesville. Bloomsburg leads Hughesville 28-0. That game just now right around halftime, or a little past halftime now. Shikellamy now with a third down and 8 from the 28-yard line. Wing to the far side, and the play action. Rolling out is Yoder. Pressure from the backside. Fires it incomplete. Looking to go to Geiser with it on a high percentage pass, but all over that play was Peter Shea, the senior. That'll bring up fourth down and decision time for the younger Braves.
The old standby, you fake the sweep to the left and come back with the rollout to the right with the 29 waggle. And
Shikellamy's offense still in the game.
Yeah, Holy Redeemer, they did a nice job of guarding both the receivers on this side.
Over to the far side of the field is Pfeiffer. Does have a touchdown catch on the season.
Up at Jersey Shore.
But Caleb Yoder does not have one as the quarterback. He'll be back to pass. He's looking at Pfeiffer now. Rolls out to the far side. Finds Pfeiffer right between his hands and incomplete. It'll be a turnover on downs. And Holy Redeemer will take over with 9:11 remaining here in the game. With the score, Shikellamy 35 and the Royals of Holy Redeemer nothing.
Well, I'm sure those kids would have liked to have punched one into the end zone, Kevin. But they did a decent job of bringing that ball probably about 50 or 55 to 60 yards. All right, and they did it with mostly running the football.
Don't forget, coming up in the post game, Chief and I will spend a few minutes arguing about the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game, and then we'll pick it out for you and bring it to you in the post game. Pistol formation with four receivers. Conway gets the ball, comes out to the near side, pass is complete to the near side to Petra. Petra will break a tackle at the 30, spin off a tackle at the 35, break another tackle at the 40, and flag flies. That was a great effort for 13 yards on that one for Perna.
He did a lot of spinning when people were trying to get their bodies on him, Kevin. He spun out of about three different tackles. And we have a face mask penalty against the Braves, so that's going to add either 5 or 15 more.
15. That's a personal foul again, second one of the game. But you know what? It is, I mean, you don't want to be reaching in the first place, and you don't want to be reaching high. But when a guy is spinning, that's when you see a lot of these face masks happen because you're reaching to try and grab him. You reach too high, and all of a sudden you get part of the red face mask.
Yeah, I don't think by any means that these were intentional.
That was a 25-yard sprint from the huddle for Holy Redeemer, but they're back at the Shikellamy 43-yard line. I think that's only the second stint in Shikellamy territory tonight. May not even be the second, maybe the first. Pump fake, Conway rolling out to the far side, directing traffic, pointing. Now he's got to the first down marker and has that first down. And a gain of, say he stepped out of bounds early. So he will get a gain of 7. To the 36-yard line.
So he beat the contain to the corner, and once you get around that, whether it's a defensive end out there, you got you got a lot of distance from you in the next line of defense, and picks up 7 yards.
Second down and three at the 36-yard line. Clock winding with 7:45 remaining here in the game at Crispin Field in Berwick, 35-0 in favor of Shikellamy. Two receivers near side, two to the far side, ball on the far hash mark, pistol formation. Back to pass, Conway. Here comes the pressure. He pushes back and right between the hands of Zach Purta. And Purta actually did a nice job of getting some separation from the defender there to get himself open.
Well, Braden and D from his linebacker position had dropped into the proper zone there, Kevin, and I think he was a little bit of a distraction on that pass.
That'll bring up a third down and three.
And when I mean distraction, I mean I think he kind of got in the road of Zachary Purta, you know, his line of sight. Because that ball could have been caught. It was thrown. I mean, it looked like it was right.
It was
right
just
at
a little bit high, but you're right. It was in the vicinity of being a big play for the Royals. Now this time they'll go with a wing formation and more of a five-receiver set. Conway runs it, breaks two tackles in the backfield, comes up with a first down as he dives over top of Gittins for the first down, gain of three.
John, with a ankle tackle, Kevin, to bring him down. A couple of Braves missed him as he was trying to get out of the pocket. But anyway, first down again for Holy Redeemer.
Clock winding with 6:18 remaining. Holy Redeemer trying to get on the scoreboard here at the 32-yard line of Shikellamy. Conway now in the shotgun, actually the pistol formation. The deep back behind him is Shea. Man in motion to the far side is Purta. Ooh. Almost hit Purta in the face with that one. Conway leans ahead and gets tackled by, what was that?
The ball.
Manzuza?
I don't know. I thought the ball came out there, Kevin.
Manuzak on the tackle. But I'll tell you what, the ball ricocheted off of the face mask,
yes,
of Berta on the snap. Saw that happen earlier in the game. That time it was Hedzkowski coming across. Manuzak, the 6'3", 295 freshman there in the game at defensive tackle with the tackle that time. Same play again. This time he gets through cleanly and bobbled Conway, but he does hit his receiver, Purta. Purta down the sidelines, has the first down, goes to the inside of the 20-yard line and is knocked off his feet at the 20.
Well, we've seen the Braves fall to that back out of the backfield. This time it was the man in motion, and you know, it looked like Geiser was going to get a shot at him, but then he was blocked by the wide receiver out there, and you're not going to let number 15 have too much open space. He'll pick it up and put it down pretty quick.
And he did. Got to the 20-yard line. It'll be red zone attempt for Holy Redeemer, their first one of the night. Send four receivers now in the pistol formation. Braves with four down linemen. Now Hedzkowski will come up as a wing to make it five receivers, nobody in the backfield. Conway, direct snap, rolls out to the near side, thinking about running it to the 20, down to the 15, bounce down by a couple of Braves, led there by Gittins, who's getting up slowly at the 12-yard line.
We got a little yellow flag on the play, Kevin. I think it's going to be holding.
And it is a personal foul face mask
against
the Braves.
Wow.
That is the third personal foul face mask. You know, we talked about it in early in the game. The Braves had to get away from the personal foul penalties that they had a week ago that really devastated them against Lewisburg. They've done that, but it's the face mask penalties that have come up now. Now, granted, this is this is the second team with two of these face mask penalties, but Braves trying to keep Holy Redeemer out of the end zone. The Royals looking to put some points on the board and giving their fans something to cheer about here in this trip down to Berwick. We're in a Wildcat formation this time. For the first time tonight, Williams is the quarterback. He's going to take it right up the gut to the 5-yard line. That'll be a gain of one. Second down and goal at the 5.
Caleb Kashner with the tackle that time for the Braves.
Clock continuing to wind with 3:35 to go in the final stanza. 35-0 in favor of Shikellamy. You'll be able to switch over to Sunbury Motors game night after this game and after the Seals game with Central Mountain as well with Sean Carey. Here's the handoff right side. Down to the goal line. Leading his way in was Williams. Did he get in or not?
Well, they fumbled the ball, and somebody fell on it, but I don't know who it was.
Kevin. And it is a touchdown.
Yeah, but he fumbled in the end zone, and I don't know who fell on it.
Well, the referee does signal touchdown.
Yeah, it's a touchdown. Yep. It was recovered by Holy Redeemer.
So the Royals get on the scoreboard with a fumble into the end zone for 6. And the extra point now pending by Rappel. Rappel now on the hold from Conway. Snaps good, sets down. The kick is up. Boy, that ball had some leg to it. Wow. That one might have hit the wall and is out on the street.
Yeah, that was a nice kick, Kevin.
Oh, my.
Lots of height, lots of leg there. Well, you got a bunch of happy kids from Holy Redeemer, Kevin.
Now, that at least made the trip a little bit more worthwhile. Well, they were able to get some points on the board.
Yeah, nice drive that time. I wish folks we could tell you exactly what happened. It looked like when the ball carrier got to the goal line, the ball came out. Now whether he was across the goal line, but I do know that when that ball came out, there was a white jersey fell on it, but I'm not sure who it was.
Well, that ball is out in the street, by the way, because I just saw Coach Kelly say we out on the sidelines, somebody go get the ball.
Yeah, I would imagine the Holy Redeemer's budget, those $90 footballs,
all right.
They're not.
That's right.
A little more complicated.
You got to make sure you keep every one of those game balls.
I caught a Penn State one time. I caught a field goal in the end zone, and I didn't have that 10 seconds. That's before they put the nets up.
That's before Allstate came by.
Excuse us, sir. We need that ball back.
I'm thinking,
there's 105,000 people here at $45 a ticket.
Me?
So,
here's the end over end kick. That's going to wobble its way out of bounds, and it will be a penalty against Holy Redeemer. And the Braves will have an opportunity to have the ball in good field position.
And you can even ask my lovely bride because she was sitting right next to me. Now I sound like Mark, don't I? Lovely bride.
Lovely bride, yeah. Now let me ask you. You had to give the ball back.
Yeah.
Did they give you anything in return?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It was against West Virginia, and guess who the safety was for West Virginia?
I don't know.
Bo Orlando,
the athletic director here at Berwick, who played a pretty decent career here at Berwick
and West Virginia and in the pros.
Yeah. First and 10. And that reminds me, it gives me an opportunity after this play as Caleb Yoder brings the Braves out with 2:48 clock winding here and a 35-7 lead for Shikellamy. The handoff goes left side. That's where Geiser will have it across the 40 to the 38-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6. So, again, I'd like to take an opportunity to thank the folks here at Berwick for being so inviting to us in this game as well and all the fan base from Holy Redeemer and Shikellamy and giving them the neutral site. And, of course, Athletic Director Bo Orlando in his first year here. I want to thank him for the last-minute setup, making sure we have a spot to be able to bring you this game. So a lot of folks making their way here on a Friday night that they had scheduled as an off night. And they're also checking out the Berwick score, too, which I understand. And off of the left side to Geiser. Geiser will get the first down. He'll work his way to the 50, down to the 49, to the 48-yard line. And Holy Redeemer territory again that time of about 7. And, of course, there's a lot of connection there between the Berwick program and Shikellamy with good matchups over the decades. And not to mention the fact that Coach DeFrancesco here at Berwick, very, very big fan of Shikellamy over the years, followed them quite a bit, followed us quite a bit over the years, too, and listening when he wasn't coaching. And it was always a good friend of ours when it came time to meet him somewhere along the line.
Or refereeing.
Or refereeing in basketball season, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And over to the right side, Geiser again with it. Knocked off his feet for a gain of about two. Hudzikowski with that tackle. Actually, you still see him quite a bit as you work out at the gym, in the same gym.
He's also, I don't live far from him either, Kevin. He lives off of Route 61 behind the Oakland Elementary School.
He'll be the first to tell you that he did not lose many games in his career, but the one he lost has haunted him ever since. Shikalimi.
Oh, yeah.
How many times has he told us that story?
All the time.
Second down and eight, and the Braves in the victory formation will take one knee. And Yoder will do just that on the left knee, and that will be enough to do it. So the Braves will improve now to 2-5 on the season, giving themselves an even better shot at making the District 4 playoffs with a 35-7 win over the Holy Redeemer Royals. We'll wrap it up when we return to Crispin Field here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. And for years, we've been saying it's worth the drive to Route 45. Well, what does that mean? It means you're going to get the lowest price guaranteed on any new or used vehicle in stock. Check out our inventory at BlazeAlexanderFord.com and compare it to the competition. It means we have a selection of over $12 million of inventory. So whatever it is that you're looking for, we typically have it on our lot. It means you're going to get service after the sale that's second to none. Plus, at Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade-in. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Good luck to the team from your Sealands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Sealands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
Hi, I'm Tracy Subsick.
And I'm John Subsick, owners of Carpet Man in Milton.
After battling breast cancer a few years ago and making a full recovery, our family wanted to help other women fighting the same fight.
So this October, our family business again will donate a portion of each sale to the Thyra M. Humphreys Center for Breast Health.
They'll cover the cost of mammograms for those who can't afford them.
Your visit to Carpet Man in Milton this October will make a difference.
We hope to see you in our family store soon.
Thanks for your support.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the heat and glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's heat and glow products.
Well, it's been 32 years since Shikellamy football has stepped onto Crispin Field, or I should say Crispin Memorial Field here in Berwick. And tonight the Braves are victorious in a non-Berwick matchup with the Royals of Holy Redeemer. After all the controversy of the last couple of weeks, it has all settled down and the games are all done. And, well, it looks like Southern Columbia with a 42-0 lead over Wyoming Area and Shikellamy with a 35-7 win over Holy Redeemer here in Berwick tonight, as the Braves were able to get on the board early and often right from the first drive of the game. And then Shikellamy was able to maintain things with the second team. Holy Redeemer starting the drive in the fourth quarter, coming up with the touchdown as they actually got themselves going a little bit and got a little bit of excitement here for a team that hasn't won a game since late October of 2017. So credit to the Holy Redeemer fans who made the trip here from Wilkes-Barre. Holy Redeemer playing four quarters of football and getting excited about that touchdown just as much as if they would have scored in the first quarter. That's the thing that you gotta take your hat off to this team.
Yeah, they basically played the entire four quarters. Kevin, nice job by the Braves tonight. They basically dominated the first half. I think they were only stopped one time on any one of their drives. They ran the ball well. They threw the ball and kept things pretty well under control and brought the mercy rule into effect before the as the third quarter started.
And they actually gave up 10 yards total offense, only one first down in that first half, and did get themselves a turnover.
And they played the entire second unit and third units the second half. In fact, their offense only had the ball two times, and one on a sustained drive, the other as the game ended. It was a nice evening for the entire 37 kids on the Shikellamy Braves football team. They all got to play, and I was in for a play or two. They got to play, some sustained series.
Saw a lot of Alex Geiser. Again, a lot of the future Braves running backs getting some opportunities to touch the ball. Yoder coming in at quarterback as well.
Those big kids in the line that, you're talking about your freshman to your junior linemen that don't get to play a lot and would be getting JV time if they were playing junior varsity games. And tonight was their night.
Well, Chief, we talked about our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. There were a couple of big plays in the first half that the Braves were able. You had mentioned a 31-yard reception, which is a season high, on a third down play that set up the second score. The third score of the game. But you know what? When you go back, you had that score. Then, of course, the fumble, the only turnover of the second half, and then two plays later, Durr races it in for the 17-yard touchdown. That's what we've finally compromise on.
I would, was the
fumble that actually led to the next touchdown, where the Braves were able to take advantage, and that one kind of put the game away.
Yeah, that you're right. I agree with you 100%, Kevin. It was 21-0. And within 5 seconds after the kickoff, the Braves were up 28-0. So that was a big turnaround.
Literally went from 14-0 to 28-0 in literally 20 seconds game time. So that's our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Shamokin Dam Health Center and Workplace Injury Institute offering medical care, chiropractic care, rehabilitation, and more. Call 570-743-4333 for an appointment. We're going to run down some of the bigger scores of the night. We told you about the Wyoming area score with Southern Columbia. We also have a couple of interesting scores, too. We invite you to tune over to Eagle 107. Sean Carey getting ready for Sunbury Motors game night tonight. He'll give you scores and highlights from around the region. And right now, Selinsgrove Grove in the fourth quarter leading Central Mountain 38-14. But the big game of the night, our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough game of the night, happens to be Jersey Shore and Lewisburg. And right now, Jersey Shore on the road coming from behind. Lewisburg had an early lead in that game. Jersey Shore now leading it in the third quarter, 38-21. You can tune in to 100.9 The Valley to hear that game right now, or click on The Valley on your Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app if you'd like to hear the end of that one. Some other games we'll be watching that are really tight. Upper Dauphin 30, Williams Valley 24. And Shamokin and Danville now in a battle. Shamokin led that one 21-0 at the half. Danville has come back, scored 14 unanswered points, now trail it by 6 in the fourth quarter at Ironman Stadium here tonight. Montoursville shutting out Mifflinburg 38-0 in the fourth. Berwick leading late in the third, now 35-7 over Crestwood. And Mount Carmel whitewashing South Williamsport 46-0 in the third. Again, most of these games are not finals yet because we are done just a little bit earlier than normal. Actually, this is the earliest ending we've had all year. But let's take this opportunity to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves Football.
Shikellamy Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
35-7, the final score here at Crispin Field in Berwick as everybody starts to clear out. Braves go to 2-5 on the season, and this is a big game for the Braves now. Not only did they did Southern Columbia get a chance to swap out this game and start this whole process, but this game really becomes a big game now in District 4 Triple A, or excuse me, District 4 Quad A, because Shigalemi now kind of solidifies themselves as a playoff contender here with this second win.
Yeah, it does, Kevin, but I think they're looking forward to trying to get a win against Shamokin and Milton, too, to make them seem a little bit more legit.
And there's no question that would definitely have a lot to do with it.
But, you know, two wins. This is last year one win was all they were able to accomplish, and they didn't play well the last two games of the season. This year they've got this win against Holy Redeemer and put them probably into third position for the district playoffs to get, nice to beat Shamokin next week and also Milton. And anything can happen in those playoffs.
Listen, it's been a long time. And we go back to the Gabe Tilford years a couple of years ago where the Braves have put 115 points on the board in three games.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's a big thing right there. Even in the losing effort last week against Lewisburg, putting 30 points on the board, that was actually a big thing. The Braves had not scored a whole lot here early in this year. But tonight they did a ton of rushing. Manier with 3 carries for 12 yards and a touchdown. Simcoe, 7 carries, 43 yards and a touchdown. Durr with 2 touchdowns on the night, 7 carries, 56 yards. 4 touchdowns overall, 35 carries, 165 yards on the ground. In the air, Balestrini, 8 of 14 for 158. And 1 of 3 was Yoder for 7 yards, Balestrini throwing the touchdown pass. Collectively, Braves 9 of 17, 165, and a touchdown. That touchdown going to Long on 3 catches for 65 yards. Marshall with a couple of catches for 38. Wolf and Pfeiffer both had a catch for 10. And Brubaker, a big 35-yard catch. So the Braves with 330 yards offense did not turn the ball over tonight. Penalties much better, but 3 of the 5 for 44 were 15-yard penalties for face masks. So, again, big improvement in that category as well when you factor 3 of them right there were 45 yards.
Exactly.
In penalties overall. When you look at the other side of things, it was a tough night for Holy Redeemer. They got a touchdown from Williams on 3 carries for 6 yards as their only touchdown of the night. 16 carries, 27 yards on the ground, 7 of 15, 38 yards in the air for Conway. And Williams did throw one pass for 12 yards and made him 8 of 16 for 50 yards. Total offense given up 77 yards, 1 turnover, but they did not have a single penalty in the game. And that's an impressive stat right
there. Yes,
it
is. Exactly. You're right, Kevin. Yep.
Well, Chief, your final thoughts as we wrap things up here from Crispin Field to Berwick. Next two games at home to end the season for the Braves.
Just a good overall night for the Braves program. And I was a little surprised, but once I saw the way they I thought the game might have been a little bit closer, but once I saw the way they dominated the first two series, I thought, well, they're definitely going to come away with a pretty good victory. And Coach Tilford did call the dogs off in the third quarter.
No question.
I'm telling you, folks, there might have been a starter in there once in a while, but after that, his kids that are the second-team players, the backups, they played a lot of this game.
Well, big thank you to the Holy Redeemer Athletic Director and actually Coach Kelly as well, Tyson Kelly, making his first appearance here at Berwick since his final season 10 years ago, almost to the day of senior night here as a Berwick Bulldog coming back home. Unfortunately for him, did not work out as well, but we do appreciate, reaching out to us actually earlier in the week, reaching out to me and helping us out with some numbers and getting some of the information about his team and helping us bring you a little bit more information about a Holy Redeemer team that we may never see again, but at least it made it a little bit more of an interesting conversation to have about this matchup between Shikellamy and Holy Redeemer. And, of course, all the folks here at Berwick and Bo Orlando, the athletic director here, for inviting both of these teams here tonight. Tim Ford for all his work as well to try and get this game to actually happen. And, of course, to our Shikellamy superintendent as well for all his work to actually be the guy that said, hey, listen, let's put in the application ourselves and Bendel says, put in the application for, says,
okay, do the proper paperwork, and we'll see what happens.
And we'll see what happens, and here we are. And it worked out very well for the Braves. Chief, your final thoughts as we get ready for the two home games and wrap up the regular season?
Well, let's get in the Jeep and listen to Sean. All
you
right?
Just want to hear the post game?
I do, yeah.
All
I'm
right.
ready to go. All
well,
right.
We'll let you listen to the post game as well as the Chief when I say, once again, our final score. It was Shikellamy 35 and Holy Redeemer 7. The Braves improved to 2-5 on the season. Holy Redeemer now falling to 0-7. The Braves will next be in action against Shamokin at Shikellamy Stadium 1 week from tonight. Airtime set for 6:30. We'll have kickoff at 7 on WKOK and WKOK.com. Tomorrow night, it's Penn State and Nittany Lions football. Tough place to play, Iowa. You can hear the game here on WKOK and on WKOK.com as well as on the app. With the tailgate show starting at 6, kickoff is at 7:30. For the Chief, Dave Ritchie, Matt Catrillo, and myself, Kevin Herr, and our studio producer, Gian Fabian, and our researcher, Mark Lawrence, I'm Kevin
Herr.
And
our statistician, Don
Leitzel. And Don
Leitzel,
our statistician. How could I ever forget the guy who makes us sound smarter with the numbers? I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves football, a WKOK Sports presentation.
Thanks for listening to Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. We now join CBS Sports Radio, already in progress.